You know, did they give you government dongs?
This is Rover's Morning Glory.
Lightning crashing on mother cries. The placenta falls to the floor. The angel opens her eyes. The confusion sets in before the doctor can even close the door. Lightning crashes and old mother dies. Yeah, she dies. All her intentions fall to the floor now. That was hers belongs now some baby down the hall. Oh, and I feel it coming back again like a rolling thunder chasing the wind. Forces pulling from the center of the earth again. I can feel it. Lightning crashes under mother cries. This moment she'd have been waiting for now. The angel opens her eyes, yeah. Puts the glory out to hide, hide away, Lord. Oh, now I feel it coming back again, like a rolling thunder chasing the wind. Voices pulling from the center of the earth again.
Morning Glory starts now.
happening. It is Thursday, August 17th, 2017. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Diener is here.
Yo.
Yo. And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. Working through some technical stuff here. I need to get in there and take a look at it. You can reach us. You're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. Tweet us. Put at Rover Radio in your tweet. Text us at the number I just gave you. Both of those come into the studio in real time. But the best way is to, well, it soon will be, to pick up the phone and call 866-YO-ROVER. Charlie's having some sort of issue with the phones. Maybe it's just that phone screener, he probably just doesn't know what the hell he's doing, you know?
It's user error.
Right, user error, yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Dumb is here.
Hi, guys.
Answering phones for us this morning. He's like our standby go-to on-call phone screener.
I prefer phone mercenary.
Okay, all right. The phone screener for hire.
He's going to force Nads to come back tomorrow now.
Well, I'll talk about that in just a moment. By the way, Charlie, are you going into, after you connect to server, you going into connect show?
You can't do those things. When you click connect show or whatever, it's just,
it's grayed out.
The menu is just grayed out. You can't change anything.
All right.
On Doogie's computer, too. And I believe right now, so Dunn's answering the phones over here. And when he clicks on his computer over here,
yeah,
it answers the phone in the office. And you can't switch it.
Oh, that was happening this morning. It kept ringing in the office, the phone. And I'm like, nobody was in there but me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why is the phone ringing? Like somebody was calling from that phone, but nobody was in there.
And then Doogie's computer, if you click answer on her computer, it just answers the phone in here.
So it's switching.
And there's no way you can't. And both of them, you can't switch. And I've already done a hard restart on that whole system. I believe you are able to just answer phones, but I don't. I mean, that's it. I don't know if you. I actually don't even know if you can get a phone call on the air right now.
Is this a sign?
I think I can because, let me see here. Right, let me just go to a. Oh, well, wait a second. Give me a second.
Oh, your phone's might not be on. I was trying to test them.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Yeah, I can pick up a. I don't know. Jeez almighty. These phone systems are like 100 years old. The company that makes them is here in town. We can get updated stuff.
Like, we should.
Let's do this. So we'll get that fixed. We'll get that worked out. It has been me versus technology, man. Oh, my God. For the past 6 months, I always thought I was in sync, in unison. I thought technology and I were one, almost like I'm a cyborg. But the past 6 months has been nothing but headache and hassle. A lot of stuff with Rolling Glory 1, it's just stuff that is so complex and complicated that I've sort of had to learn as I went with it. And it seems like everything in my life right now, technology. I came back from one of these bus trips and the computer in my office was just fried. It was fine when I left. No one goes in my office. My office is locked.
Here you're talking about.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was fine when I left. I come back fried. Like, that kind of stuff has been happening recently. Maybe it's some 400-pound hacker laying on their bed, hacking in.
To get to the archives.
Could be. Or someone in China.
China.
But it's certainly, I mean, I know it's not Russian. All right, so. I'll get to your email here in just a moment. Nads is not here today. And I guess he, let's see, I'm trying to think of the timeline of all of this. He went to the doctor yesterday, Dieter, and the doctor said that he needs to be off of work for probably 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks, yeah.
What about concerts?
Well, I, you know, I saw the doctor's letter. It wasn't, it was forwarded to me, but it made no mention of concerts in there.
Okay. That's a go.
That still was notably absent.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't go to work, but concerts, sure.
Have a good time.
So I don't know if he was telling the doctor everything or not. But
I talked to Nads a little bit yesterday, and the doctor said, I cannot believe you'd go to the concert. That's the dumbest thing you could ever do, ever. I cannot.
On multiple levels.
Yes.
I mean, especially when you've been told don't come into work because you're so confused and you're sensitive to light and sound, and then you go to a rock concert that night. forget the actual physical effects on you. Just tell me about what that looks like around the office, around the guys running the radio station. It doesn't look good. What else did Nads have to say yesterday, Charlie?
Not doing too good. He's seemed very pretty upset. He did say he's definitely not on drugs over and over again. Because I was yelling at him. And he forwarded me some sort of thing from the doctor that says all the symptoms he should be experiencing from his concussion / his medicine he's taking.
And it's all like slurred speech.
Yes.
Drowsiness.
Fatigue, nausea, mental fogginess, confusion, irritability, slurring of words, and aphasia? I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that means either.
Oh, loss of ability to understand or express speech caused by brain damage. So, I guess the doctor was listening too and said, I guess the doctor was surprised that everybody thought he was on drugs. Or not surprised. He's like, no, this is...
Why
this,
would the doctor not surprised. Be surprised?
Surprise might be the wrong word. Okay.
I mean,
surprise might be the wrong word. He's just saying that, all the symptoms that we were describing are similar to what Nads experienced in the concussion. That's what happens to people in concussions. And for taking promethazine. I think at one point the doctor even said, you can call me if you want to, as in Rover.
Oh, I can...
To just clarify.
All right. I would do that. Give me 1 second here. I'm going to pull something up here. Give me 1 second. We're having some technical difficulties this morning. Here is... I think Nads was probably furious at what I had to say at the end of the show yesterday. Look, I'm just telling you how I feel.
I don't think he was mad at all, actually. He wasn't too mad.
Maybe I'm a cynic, but I'm going to be a little bit harder to convince, I believe. And I said so yesterday. I said, look, this is the elephant in the room. This guy has a history with this stuff, and I believe he's back on this benzos or whatever the hell, whatever he's into. I don't know.
Pills.
Yeah. And here is, I hope this is the right voicemail. So last night I got a phone call, and it went into voicemail, and I hope this is the right one. Hope this isn't like my mistress or something calling for a booty call, and I'm going to... Because I haven't listened to this, but I listened to it last night, but I just don't know as if this is the right voicemail, but I think it is. From Nads. Nads called me, and here it is.
Hey, it bothered you so late. I heard a bit of the show today, and I think we need to talk probably man-to-man about what's going on.
You laugh there. What are you laughing at?
What is man-to-man? It sounds like a fight is about to happen.
I know. What is it with me and phone screeners? What, are we going to rumble in the street? Yeah.
I'm currently moving my ring to my other finger.
Your thumb knows all about this. Man to man.
That tone of voice, man. Wow.
The show today, and I think we need to talk probably man to man about what's going on. I went to the doctor today. He's not releasing me to go to work for 2 weeks, so I think we should probably have a chat if you have time tonight.
What the hell is that? I thought I fixed that, Charlie.
You said you did.
Oh, it totally was. All right. Oh, that's so good. See, this is what I'm saying. Technology has abandoned me. Technology was my best friend. Now, it hates me.
You have been complaining about it lately, though. So maybe it's listening.
It might be.
The Borg.
It's doubling down. It's trying to come after me.
You'd be like Picard in that one, you know, when he becomes the Borg. They're going to get you.
Assimilated?
Yeah.
I don't get into nerdy stuff like that. Go back to watching Game of Thrones, Smits.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Let's see here.
Well, what happened with the voicemail? Did you call him back?
No.
Oh.
No, come on.
What time was this?
If I'm going to talk to someone, we'll talk on the air. I mean.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what time.
Late?
That was, I think that was, trying to see. I think it was like at 7 o'clock last night.
Oh, okay.
Ron writes an email. I can't find Dieter's email address. Dieter will be the only one who will want to watch this. It's the most gruesome thing I've ever seen. On Facebook page War Documentary Films, they posted a new video from ISIS titled "ISIS Uses Child for Horrific Execution Once Again."
Oh, I've seen this. When he shoots him,
I don't know.
It's like a little kid.
He's saying this is a new one, and it says "once again." Is that like a new child video thing?
I've seen them before. They use these kids 6, 7 years old. They give them a handgun and they go up and blow a guy's brain out.
It's probably, if that's the most gruesome thing you've ever seen, you haven't seen the...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's three guys, one hammer video?
Yeah. That's brutal.
Is that still the worst you've seen?
Oh, by far. I mean, there's one where the guy takes a chainsaw to a guy's neck, which is up there, but
Mexico,
that,
cartel?
Yeah, but this three guys, one hammer still sticks with me today.
Ashley writes, I can't believe someone hasn't bitched about how Doogie, all Doogie says is no, 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 when you guys are in the middle of a conversation and she doesn't agree with you.
No.
I think she said no about 10 times in 30 seconds when you guys were talking about her daughter's passport for the Disney cruise. I wanted to reach for my screen and slap her to stop. Learn a new word, Doogie.
No.
Brett says, the iHeartRadio On Demand station will stop playing and start repeating recently. It's been like this the last 4 episodes or so. I've tried the app on my iPhone and on my girlfriend's Android phone. Both do the same thing. I tell you, we've had a lot of complaints about this. I have people who are looking into this. They have not been able to repeat this. Here's what I want someone to do. If you're listening, you probably aren't even listening to us right now because you keep skipping. But if you are having this issue, I want you to somehow play it on your phone, the podcast, whatever's happening, and have another device. Take your girlfriend's phone and video it and send it to video the screen of your phone having this issue and the sound and, you know, what's going on so we can see what episode, what time, what network you're on, all that kind of garbage. Take another device, film that. Send it to us, okay? Send it to charlie@roverradio.com. He's my podcast go-to right now. He's on top of this.
I did forward all these emails. I did forward to Ballrag, our boss. So he's been trying to work with Charlie as well. So it's not like we're ignoring all these things.
Is Dumb picking up phones in there?
Because I don't think so.
I don't see him being picked up over here. Oh,
wait, there you go. All right.
They're not linked.
Well, I don't know. Like when you were up on this DD.
Jeez, dumb.
Three or DD1. That's the. Man, I don't know what. It. I don't know what you were. I don't know what's going. Let me re.
Try going to director, Rover, or talent.
No, you want no talent on here. Oh, sorry, Snitz. I just closed something of yours out.
See, but now mine's back to grayed out. It's really. This is something. This is weird, man.
Well, it was. Now I can see it. Yours is grayed out. Are you somehow connected? You're not connected. Don't connect to that FM 1 Air DD1. Or what are you connecting
to? What Charlie told me to connect to.
No, that's connecting to my phone in here.
Oh, dude.
Hi, DD2. Charlie.
You're on DD2. Show? No, FM 1 Air.
No. How many things do I have to fix right now? I got the phones. I'm trying to fix the podcast.
866-967-6837. That's how you reach the show.
Did you hear that pop?
Pick up the phone and dial.
Okay, listen, hold on, let me
see. Nance won't answer. He's not here today. He was... Well, I'll tell you about that.
I got nothing. I got grays in the boxes.
You can also text the text.
Quit talking, Dunn.
Tony in Boynton Beach, Florida. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tony.
Hi, Rover. How you doing?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I'm a user. I've been clean for 13 years. And Nance is definitely using.
Well... Look, I have my suspicions, but he did suffer this concussion.
The way things he's saying.
The way he talks?
The things that, when he says, I'm with my mother now, things are okay, that's what every user says.
Well, I don't know whose mother would let him go out. If it is a concussion, who would let him, who would go, well, yeah, go ahead, go to this rock concert?
No, that's just an excuse to make people know that he's all right, he's with his mother, but he's not with his mother, he's doing what he wants.
Well... I have my suspicions. I'm just being honest.
And how do you think he fell off the board? He was using.
I'll even give him the benefit of the doubt on that because these are electric skateboards that go 24 miles per hour. And I told both him and Charlie, I said, "You're going to fall off of these things and break your arm."
Yeah.
And
didn't you have a caller that was an eyewitness? And the first thing that caller says is he was trying to run away.
Yeah, when the cops got there, he tried to run away.
I forgot about that.
He's probably in shock.
No, it's not. That's because he's a user. He didn't want to get caught.
Yeah, but then, they obviously talked to him afterwards, and they didn't. When they found out that he's high?
Well, they're probably not going to charge you with that if you...
Just got in an accident. Why would you run away?
You'd want to run to the ambulance, not from the ambulance.
That's what I used to do.
Yeah,
and he's telling him to do that. He's got to get into a program.
In his defense, he is a bad skateboarder.
Yeah, he falls
a lot.
That doesn't matter. He shouldn't be even walking, let alone skateboarding.
Okay. Tony, all right. Thank you, my man, Tony.
Snitzer's still getting on board. Did you know that, guys?
Oh, good. We'll have
I have
damaged video guy.
I have a helmet.
Damaged phone screener.
I've been telling them to get a helmet forever.
And my girlfriend's getting one, too.
You need, like, a full motorcycle helmet, Snitz. Don't get one of these skateboard things. You need like, a cage.
Full face.
Yeah. Football helmet.
Maybe.
Yeah, mouthpiece.
John says, today's my girlfriend's 27th birthday. I know you hate birthday shout-outs. She's been a huge fan of the show since she was 12. She used to record the show on her radio/cassette player so she could listen when she got home from middle school.
Isn't that crazy? Wow.
Now, after all these years, your show is still the thing she looks forward to. It would make her day to get a birthday shout-out. Well, Amanda from Valley City, today is your lucky day. 27 years old. Happy birthday, Dieter.
Happy birthday, Amanda.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
She even gets a flashback happy birthday from Dom, our old phone screener.
Excellent.
Let me take a break. We will try to fix some of these issues. I see him not picking up the phone, I think.
You do?
Yeah.
No, I think it's working over here. It's not working how it's supposed to work, but we got it going. You're able to see these? He's got three people with full descriptions. You see those?
Yep, and he's talking to line one.
Awesome.
Yep, so we're able to go from on.
All right, operator error, I'm going to chalk it up to.
Charlie,
we will be right back with the shizzy, the news, after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Eatin' Veggies brings the ladies and Ellen Cox Show Corona Cruise tickets at 5:20. The show back live at 3 on MMS.
bent rim? You need Quest Rim, Cleveland's expert rim repair. QuestRim.com.
Indians and Twins were rained out last night. They will play a day-night doubleheader today with Game 1 at 1:10. You can hear that game on WTAM 1100. And you can hear the Tribe and Twins tonight at 7:10 right here. Tribe's lead is 5.5 games over the Royals.
What'd you say?
F you.
Open your freaking ears.
I will freaking choke them out. I will kill them.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Dizzy is coming up in a moment. The news. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
Rover, I might make you $900 richer.
Oh, really?
Yes. Anyone on the show and our listeners, we got to talk about this.
I'm so pumped about this story.
I don't even know what the story is.
Because I know I'm a victim.
Oh!
I'm aware that I'm a victim.
Well, I'm going to tell you how you can find out if you're going to get $900 and what we're talking about. I'll have it for you next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. That'd be nice to get $900. Oh. There's got to be some catch or some. She probably has the facts wrong, or I'll believe it when I see it. David, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, David. Yo. Hey.
Howd.
I have two things, Rover.
Yeah.
First of all, you made my day when I fired up Rover TV.
Uh-huh.
And Dumb was there. I'm telling you, for the love of God, please. I've been with you since Lunchbox, Jazzy Jim, Jonathan, etc. Make him a producer. Do whatever you got to do. Bring the man back.
Bring Dumb back. It's always interesting how when people are on the show, the audience hate them. Hate them.
Never hated.
They're the worst. And then when they're off the show, bring them back. Bring them back. They were the best. Show's not the same without them. I mean, you should see the emails I get now. Fire Neds. Get rid of the guy. He sucks. You do that, and then
bring him back.
Bring him back.
He was so funny.
Yeah.
Man. Seriously, you say what you want about Sean, or Dumb as he's called, which he really isn't, but nevertheless, the man was an open book. And
this is a setup call. I mean, think about this.
If,
here he is. He's like calling Dumb by his real name and telling us that he's not Dumb.
This Thanks,
is
Dad.
Yeah, this is some. No, your dad doesn't love you enough to make this phone call.
The neighbor that you paid off.
Random stranger.
This is Dumb's pot dealer, actually, right here. Uh-huh.
Oh,
he wants him to have more money to spend on weed, so hire him, Rover. All right, David. Well, I appreciate it.
With Nads, he screens the calls a lot. I've been calling in for years. Many a times he doesn't put me through, and other people that are in my group that talk about the show. And second of all, if he's going to come back, then I think either he does some kind of random drug testing, which he has to obviously agree to, and I think that would allay a lot of people's fears and also take you off of the hook, because you, at this point, are almost on the hook. If you cut him and he hurts himself, you feel bad. If you let him stay on the show and he's using and he embarrasses the show or hurts himself, you look bad. It's a no-win situation. The only answer is for him to agree to some kind of random drug testing, and that way everybody looks good.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to get into the randomly drug testing employees business, but I guess we already are with the drivers of Rolling Glory 1. But still, I mean, that's mandated by law. I don't know. All right, I'll take.
Agree to it, of course.
Well, of course, right?
Voluntary, and then it removes that cloud. Plus, it puts you in a position where you are not wrong for letting him go.
Yeah, well, but I don't really know as if I could even do that. I mean, he's not an employee of mine. He's an employee of iHeart's. I don't think I can just implement a drug testing policy for some companies.
Voluntary. It's his goodwill. How many times have you asked people on the show that you were going to run out and get a drug test, and do they want to take it? It would be the same thing. totally voluntary, a show of goodwill.
Didn't you ask him, what was it, 3 weeks ago, a month ago, you brought this up, and
he said no. Declined, right, but... all right, David, I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to one last call here, and then we'll get to the shizzy. Ray, good morning.
Good morning, Rover. How are you?
I'm doing all right. What's happening?
Dieter.
Yo.
Yahoo. Yeah, I have a little bit of a different take on Dumb. You know, has Dumb been hanging around with Ball Rank?
Why do you say that?
Because, well, here's what I got on that. You know, Nads breaks up with his 15-year-old girlfriend. And then Ball Rag moves in.
15?
Now, all of a sudden, Nads, he misses a couple weeks of work. This is his first day. And here's Dumb moving right in on his job.
Swooping in. Nads can't win. His girlfriend is snatched away. Job snatched away.
But I do want to tell you this, though. I've been clean 4 years now. The best thing I ever did. I'm kind of on the fence if Ned is using or not. But the only way to really know, I wouldn't do a urine test. I would do a hair sample test. A hair sample test will pinpoint it up to a year. It almost pinpoints to the day of when you use. So, you know, you'd be able to do it. A lot of guys that are using and trying to hide it will, they will...
shave their heads.
Wait to beat the urine test. So, but anyways, I just had to say that. Boy, all Dumb, before you know it, I'm going to be turning into the show, and it's not going to be Rover's Morning Glory. It's going to be Dumb's Morning Glory.
Could be. He's taking over, this guy. all right.
Nice talking to you, Rover.
Thank you, Ray. All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye. No, Dumb is not taking Naz's job. Nads shouldn't be worried about that. I don't think Nads is worried about that.
Oh, I do.
Do you really?
Last time I didn't show up and Dumb came in, Nads came in the very next day. It was pushing it. Then same thing here.
No. That's...
You know how Nads thinks. He's definitely thinking that.
The guy needs to get better, though, from an outsider's point of view. I really just want him to get better. I knew you guys were man down, and I just... I know he wants
to be
here.
Coming in here and doing this.
Yeah, it's fun.
So Nads has a job and will have a job as long as he keeps it together. That's it. Doozy, are you ready for the shizzy, the news?
Do it.
Here we go.
Here to shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Well, Heather Heyer, the 32-year-old woman who was killed over the weekend when a car rammed into a crowd of counter-protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia, was remembered yesterday by her parents as a caring and compassionate person. The city held a memorial service for her at the city's Paramount Theater. There were about 1,000 people, including the Virginia Governor, Terry McAuliffe, and Senator Tim Kaine. They attended as well. So both of Heyer's parents spoke about their daughter, paralegal who was involved in many social issues.
Yeah, it's this whole thing. Look, I don't like Donald Trump, but yeah, and he was extremely slow to come out against the white supremacists. And in fact, that press conference that he did the day before yesterday was just lunacy. Okay, but.
There's some follow-up.
Here's the thing. He did in 3 days ago, I think on Monday, he did 3 or 4 days ago, on Monday, he did condemn white supremacists. And he read that from, maybe that's what people are, I'm trying to justify it. I'm trying to give one to the president here. He did say he condemns it. That was on Monday. It was 2 days too late. It should have been done on Saturday. There's no question about that. Or Sunday. But to wait till Monday, well, I had to wait till all the facts.
But he still did it.
But he doesn't wait for all the facts and anything else. Why this? And then the next day, on Tuesday, he gave this, the blaming both sides. I think it's obvious when you have a protest like this, you're going to have a-holes on each side. Okay? You're going to have people that are there that don't even care about the cause, that just like to be there because they want to riot. They think
fight.
It's sweet. They think it's fun. They want to throw rocks and beat people up and rumble with the popo. That's pretty much any riot that you're involved in. But to say that the protesters were peaceful on Friday, that's when they're chanting, Jews will not replace us, blood and soil, which is some Nazi phrase. I had to look that up. I go, what does this even mean, blood and soil?
It's a German thing, and then the Nazis adopted it.
Yeah, it basically means that they...
You're supposed to have good blood in a certain location. So you're protecting your bloodline and your territory.
Yeah.
I think.
Which is so ironic that the white supremacists who are carrying Nazi flags and American flags are... And they're telling immigrants, get out of here. We're American. This is for America. Americans are white. And this is our land, not your land. That they're taking a phrase from another country. While they carry a tiki torch, which is like Asian Pacific. It's just, it's moronic. These guys are idiots. But I don't know how long you go with this. I mean, the media is really killing Donald Trump over this. Maybe it's justified. I don't know. But
well, if it's justified, we had, I think we were up to 12 members of the Economic Advisory Councils starting to drop off, remember?
These are the CEOs of the companies, right?
Yes. And so we're up to 12. And remember, when the first one or two dropped out after he wouldn't call Nazis and all of that, he wouldn't go against that.
Mm.
The first one dropped off. Remember, Donald Trump on Twitter attacked him and said, that's fine, whoever wants to drop out.
I got plenty of
replacements ready to go.
It's all good.
Yeah.
So then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now we're up to a dozen. And then he pulled the plug. He decided that after all of these people were stopping, in a tweet yesterday, he wrote, rather than putting pressure on the business people of the Manufacturing Council and Strategy and Policy Forum, I'm ending both.
Well, you're actually totally wrong.
Yeah, she is wrong about that.
I am?
Yes, because that's what he said.
That was another Trump lie. They, the people, the CEOs...
were on a conference call.
Got on a conference call, and they all said, we see no choice. We have to disband this.
No.
So he's the fake news?
He's the fake news.
No, Trump wouldn't lie.
So
you are fake news.
So they disband it, and before they can make the announcement, they call the White House, and they go, listen, we're disbanding this. Everyone wants out. We're done. And he goes and says, I'm disbanding this. Yeah.
You can't quit. You're fired.
Yeah.
Okay. A group of military leaders broke with the president, and they rebuked the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville over the weekend.
That's not breaking with the president.
Listen,
I think he did rebuke
They're saying this.
He did rebuke the white supremacists. He tried to make it like not all of them were white. You were there. If you're at that rally, it's because you're a white supremacist. There weren't Civil War historical buffs just like, hey, I like that statue. We should go there. No. These were white supremacists. Now, were there violent people on both sides? I have no doubt in my mind that there were.
Oh, there's a lot of video coming out showing both sides.
But it's a Nazi march in the United States of America that tends to incite violence. It really does.
Well, this story is near historic. They say that this doesn't happen very often because since Sunday, 5 U.S. service chiefs representing the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, and the National Guard, they've tweeted their denunciation of the white nationalists whose rally led to the killing of a counter-protester.
Well, I'm not doing anything until the Coast Guard comes out and makes a statement. That will change my mind.
And you know who's not getting a lot of, chatter, the two police officers that did die in this? A lot of people not talking about that.
Well, they died in a helicopter crash.
Covering the rally.
And so, it's tragic. Don't get me wrong, but they weren't killed by protesters. If they were killed by protesters, this was an accident.
I know, but still.
No, it's tragic. But it's. Things like that happen, unfortunately.
They say that this is pretty remarkable that these guys, they've come out to denounce this because American military leaders, they tend to stay way, way outside of the political arena.
Yeah.
They don't get involved in this kind of stuff. So for them to come out publicly and say, We're not agreeing with the president.
What would happen if Trump started wearing general outfits? Like, you know how some of these guys in the Middle East and in foreign dictators, they start wearing, like, they'll turn themselves into a general, even though they're not actually a general? What if Trump started wearing, like, military garb with, like, stars on his, those big tassels hanging off the shoulder? Like Michael Jackson circa 1996 or something.
All the medals.
Yeah.
I
that'd be weird. It could happen next. I don't know.
I'm going to tell you a crazy story, but the great thing about our show is that we also have RMG TV, because this might be the strangest mugshot I have ever seen. And we've seen a lot through the years.
It's not the strangest. Whatever it is,
I'm
telling you that.
In Florida, there's a woman that faces DUI and child abuse charges after she was caught swerving all over the road. She failed a breathalyzer test, and she had an unbuckled child in the backseat of her car. This woman's 31 years old. She's from Boynton Beach. And she was spotted by a tow truck driver swerving. So they called the cops. And she almost hit all these cars. But cops, deputy, they respond. They smell alcohol. And that's when they saw the unrestrained 3-year-old in the back seat. So speech was slurred. She didn't have, couldn't find a driver's license. And even though it was in plain view of the officer.
She was in a skateboarding accident three weeks ago.
She was not.
So that is concussed.
She fell twice during the DUI roadside test. She took the breathalyzer, not once, but twice. She blew a .20 and a .187. So she's hammered. They take her in. They arrest her. She does a mugshot. Anthony, if you could show Rover the mugshot.
Whoa. Fish eyes.
It's the big bug eyes.
Wow, her eyes are bulging out. It looks like I've seen that woman, like that black woman who was on a TV show once, and her eyeballs could pop out of her head. Have you ever seen that
woman?
Yeah,
no.
Jerry Springer?
Yeah. It kind of looks like that.
That's some kind of syndrome where your eyes are coming out of your head.
That's crazy.
You think she's forcing that?
I don't know.
You can have where your eyes actually start to come out like that, and your eyelids.
I can't even take it down. I can't even look at it. It's so bad.
That's not the strangest.
You don't think so?
No, no, no. Come on. You know the strangest mugshot that ever existed.
What?
Snitz. I closed Snitz's.
Oh, no. What?
Thing. He can't see my computer anymore. Here, I'll load it up here.
I sent Snitz my.
I'm sorry, Dieter sent me one.
Go ahead. This is my favorite one.
Oh, it's some guy with... Oh, that's just a guy with a thick neck. It looks like he swallowed
a barbell.
That's my favorite one. He was an NFL player.
I think Bug Eye Lady's better than this.
I laugh every time I see that guy.
This dumbbell neck. That neck is really thick.
Look at his tongue. You never seen the tongue.
I was looking at the neck. What's the strangest, Rover?
It's not technically a mug shot. It's sort of a mug shot, but... There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Peppers.
That's the same syndrome, maybe? Like that?
Yeah, because his eyes pop out. He's actually in a police studio, because if you look, he's in a doorway. That's at a police station. And the debate is he sitting in a chair or a wheelchair, because you can see over his shoulder.
He's standing at the light.
I think I don't think he's even at the police station. This was a photo that was taken for his sex offender registry.
Yeah, so he's probably at a police station, don't you think?
He's probably like at a, I don't know. I don't know where he is, but.
I love that little guy.
If you've never heard of Brian Peppers, you've got to Google Brian Peppers.
Has everyone heard of Brian Peppers?
No, we have new listeners.
New listeners from other states don't know.
No clue.
People don't even realize we discovered Brian Peppers. We are the source of the internet meme, Brian Peppers.
Of course.
They made a famous, do you have that song they made about him? It's like a catchy song, the Brian Peppers song.
I'll look for it.
I still have it on my iPod.
Don't look too hard, Charlie.
It's good, Robert.
Not that good.
Let's, let's see.
Brian Peppers is just a guy who I believe is now dead. That's the rumor.
Yeah. 2012, according to Snopes.
We've searched for him on the show to get him in real life. We tried to get him to come to Roverfest. We offered people $20,000, I think it was. $10,000 to get, maybe if it was 20, we would have worked, to get Brian Peppers to come to Roverfest. We discovered Brian Peppers. It was right when the state put up, if I recall correctly, the sex offender registry online. And this must have been, I don't know, 2003, 2004, somewhere around in there. And we're browsing through there because it was the first day that it was available, and we're talking about it on the show. And then this guy's picture pops up, and we go, holy God, what is this? And he has, like, weird, like a dead fish eyes. Like, one's going this way, one's going that way.
He's white as hell.
Mm-hmm.
He's got, like, a trench coat on. You have to see this guy. I've never seen somebody like that. We still have a picture of him in the office for the past 10 years just hanging up of him.
He was kind of a show hero, I guess, to some extent. There's Brian Peppers on RMG TV.
I could look at that all day.
And we never got to meet him. We never got to interview him, but that was our goal. And after we discovered this on the show, it quickly blew up. It quickly took off that check out this guy's crazy mugshot. And that's probably the best one I've ever seen.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, we ran out of time. I want to see if you're $900 richer.
Oh, how about this? Let me take a break.
Okay.
And not only I can be $900 richer, but everyone can be.
How?
That's what you said.
Oh.
Jeez,
like, really? How? Yes.
What an idiot. Okay, well.
I will tell you how.
All right, let me take a break. We'll come back. We'll finish that story because I want to see if I could use $900. I want $900. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Your first chance of the day to win a trip to Vegas for our 2017 iHeartRadio Music Festival comes at 8:30 on MMS.
Ganley Alfa Romeo of Bedford.com.
From the Universal Windows Direct Weather Center, WMMS Weather.
A few clouds around to start off your Thursday. Temperatures near 70. We're in the lower 80s through the afternoon. But watch out. Showers and thunderstorms are likely later in the day. Some of those could pack a punch. Highs in the lower 80s. I'm Cleveland 19 Chief Meteorologist.
Oh, no!
It continues. Now.
All right, I want to find out how I'm going to get $900, Stoogie. She's not in here, though. How am I going to get $900, Dougie?
Anthony sent you a website. So the news story is, remember, and I think it was you that we were talking about this free cruise. If you were getting these calls, do you want a free cruise?
I was getting these all the time. Here's what it sounded like. So you'd answer the phone. You'd be like, hello?
Hi! Carnival Cruise here.
Yes!
You just won a free cruise! It was
more of a. Wasn't it two-tone horn? Maybe it was that. I
think this is the exact one. I went through all my different boat horns in this one because it's just so loud.
You're like, what is it? And then it wants you to do
right.
something.
And then it was like a really perky. Hey!
Yeah.
You've won!
So this this news story we talked about on the show, it was calls that were made by a travel agency company named Resort Marketing Group. And they were offering a free cruise from several cruise lines to the caller. Well, a lawsuit over the free cruise calls claims the Resort Marketing broke the Telephone Consumer Protection Act with their calls. So they are now, the judge has said, what was it, like $7 million? Is that the total?
7 to 12 million.
Yeah.
And
so you might be eligible.
Well, here's how it works. So you'd put in your phone number. You put in your phone number, and if it says that you're eligible, and you get $300, all right?
Up to three lines.
No, yeah, up to three. If they can prove that you got three phone calls, then it maxes out at $900.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
It's only for the cruise one. Is that for any robocall?
Correct. The free cruise.
I never got that one.
Oh, I got that one all the time. I just put my numbers in, and it says that I'm not eligible.
Me too.
Oh, what? So you didn't get the call. You're wrong.
No, I got.
Oh, I got it all the time.
But is there a time frame it had to be in?
Yeah,
when this call happened.
Between like 2009
and 2014.
Which I know I was getting. I know for a fact I was. I put in my number. I know my girlfriend got it. She knows for sure she got it at her work number once. So we put in all of the different numbers. Nothing.
No, nobody?
Can this be a scam for you to put your phone number in?
Double scam.
To the RoboBank?
You just went two cruises now.
Yeah. And they're going to call you all day now.
Did you put my number in, Rover?
I did not, no. Have you gotten that call?
don't know, but wouldn't that be a bust?
Oh, you remember this call because it's jarring. I mean, you're just driving on the street. You're like, oh, who's calling? Yeah.
What's the website? Did you say it?
He's got it over there.
RMGTP case. Oh, wait, no. R. Oh, my God.
It's weird. It starts with the RMG.
Yeah. And TP.
Is it our way of getting numbers?
Yeah.
Are we doing this?
Yes. We're going to start calling you.
So then I even got mad last night because I saw this news story and I was like, I know I got these calls. So then there's a number and it says, if you have any questions, call this number. And I told my girlfriend to call and nothing on that either. So I know for a fact I got this call a bunch of times with this phone number. So I don't know what's going on with this.
Did she call the 1-800 number?
Yeah.
And what'd they say?
It was just a bunch of nothing. I mean, just nothing was going on in that number.
Snip, so, did you do it?
Yeah, just did it. Nothing.
Oh.
How does... You dirty, rotten bitch!
No.
No!
Doogie's number comes
Are
up.
Are you kidding? She doesn't even remember getting the call. There's no possible
How
way.
Many times?
Are you kidding?
Well, that's good, because I'm putting in my info right now.
No!
Yep, I'm going to... Yeah.
There's no... How...
Why would you take that?
No, Rover, no.
Wait, how many calls, Rover?
How many calls? Is she getting the 300 or the 900?
I'm
Don't, Rover! Why would you do that?
Because
you're take all taxed my... on it,
yes!
Doogie.
Yeah, you're going to get taxed on it.
It's better not to even accept it.
It's not your phone number.
I'm putting it in.
Hi, girls.
Oh. Horny guys.
Look at what she's doing. She's over here.
It's a romper room.
She's,
Seriously, don't.
Why does, out of anybody, she deserve this?
Don't, it's the wrong phone number. What?
This pisses me off. You don't deserve this.
Yeah, you didn't even know about this.
It just went away.
Yes, I did.
Oh, this dirty rotten. She closed it out.
She doesn't even know how to find the website to do it, so you'll be fine.
Send me this site, Anthony.
What a dirty rotten.
Oh, my God. How great is this?
How does she? Yeah, she's never even heard the phone call before.
Do you pay her bill, Rover?
No.
The company does.
Uh-oh.
Allegedly.
So the company should get paid for the
actually,
money.
And the company pays her cell phone bill on...
They pay Rover Media because to pay her bill, right?
Because of my contract.
Oh, okay. Well, that's your money.
No. Don't. Seriously. Send it to me, Anthony. If you do that, you're stealing from me, and I will sue you...
File charges?
...for $300. Do I get three, or is it more?
Is it $300, $600, or $900? So you win
the... Come on.
I don't know. Is it? Does it tell
don't.
You?
Please
it's
don't
only
do that.
It's $300 per line, right?
Per call.
No,
he
per
said.
Call you got, and it maxes out.
Three.
And it maxes out at 900 though. $300 per call. I know I was getting this once a month for years, and it just pisses me off.
Dude, was yours a cell phone or your home landline that they got it to? Do you know?
You mother effer! I don't have time to talk.
Come on.
No, if you do this, I will seriously be pissed. Why would you do
this? Oh, wait, no. I'm almost... What's the date today? 08...
Seriously, 17. Rover, why would you steal money from me?
Because you don't deserve this.
Why?
Yes! Filed.
Good for you.
Yeah! I'm getting your $300.
Why would you do that?
Good, it's a small down payment on everything I've given you over the years.
Cool.
Why would you do that? Then I'm going to file a complaint.
File it.
No, so anyone could put in somebody's phone number and steal their money?
Uh-huh.
You could. It says that I affirm that I was an owner, user, or subscriber to the number. So I was...
You've answered your phone probably
actually,
a couple times.
2009, I was the owner of that
no, you
phone
weren't.
Number. BS.
That phone number?
Yes.
No, I've had this phone number for like 15 years.
I know.
17 and years.
How did you get that number?
I didn't get it from you.
What a liar. What an absolute, total, unbelievable lie.
You guys have the same... I could tell you guys almost got the phone like the same day or something.
Because we have like
the same
four numbers apart.
Yeah.
Why would you take... That's a really low-life thing to do that you would take... Are you kidding?
He suffered through this phone call.
Yeah, I've actually gotten the phone call. You've never gotten the phone call.
It's not my problem. Then file a complaint with them. Give me my $300 back.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, I'll let you know when it comes in.
Have you guys received this?
Then I will charge $300...
Try it.
On your credit card that I have that also has me on the joint account.
Canceled.
Nope. You don't even know which card it is. So
cancel
I
cancel them all.
Wait,
the joint account? You still have that open?
I have the joint. Of course I do.
Yeah, I thought you
activated.
Closed it.
No, it's all good. Hey,
what's up? Wait, I don't know you which still one have a joint account about. With her?
I don't think it's activated. I could activate it today.
Go ahead.
$300.
Give it a shot.
I will.
Uh-huh.
I'm so pissed that you stole my money. That's kind of a douche thing
so
to
the,
do.
So the website is... I'm going to read this off to you. RMGTCPA. rmgtcsettlement.com.
Dieter's trying to do it.
I already checked. I didn't have
you
it.
You don't?
rmgtcpasettlement.com.
And then you go to file a claim, and I don't have a claim number. Let me put in my phone number thing.
That's right. That's right. The third option.
Did you put dashes in?
No.
Did you put one?
No.
No, it says
just put a 10-digit.
No, I'm just trying because I tried everything, so I'm just wondering if
you forgot the call, man.
Other people's numbers and start claiming whatever.
That's awful. That's stealing. Why would you tell people to do that? You just stole from me.
No, I was the owner of that number.
Just
I was
the
owner
money.
Of that number. Why You're such a liar. That
is stealing.
I was the owner of that number in 2009.
You've never had... No, this is my phone number.
Who paid for it?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. That would make
the
me the owner.
The company paid for it. Wait, give That's me a lie. $300.
Company did not pay for that in 2009.
Give me the $300.
I paid for that.
You guys still under one roof then? 2000.
Oh, yeah. 2009 for sure.
It doesn't matter.
That's actually backing up your case, douche.
Oh,
dumbass.
I'm just very defensive right now.
No, not if we were still under one roof. Why would that back up her case?
I don't know.
Thanks for trying, though.
I don't know. But yeah. How much is it? Is it 300, 600, or 900 you get for that, for douche's phone? Does it say how many times it was called?
It does not.
Okay.
I was going through it so quickly, trying to get it in before she would file it, that I didn't read it. I just know that my claim has been filed. screw you, Douchey.
Dumb's numbers don't work. My number doesn't
try
work.
Try Jeffrey.
He probably has 900.
He probably would just pick up and talk to the people.
Wait, is it from picking up? Maybe is that why? Because I don't pick up?
Did you guys try your landlines, too? A woman said that's been...
Her
cell phones weren't pinging, but their landlines, her and people that she knows, the landlines
tried all
working.
Of them.
You did?
Tried everything.
Have you just got this latest scam call where it's a fake radio station asking you to answer trivia questions?
No, what's that one about?
So it calls and it goes, hey, it's number one hit music station. Can you answer these three questions and you will win a prize? And you're like, it's super easy questions. It goes, what artist's favorite color is purple? Prince. I mean, it just goes through it, and then they're all very easy.
Right.
And then I never actually got to the end because I hang up because I know it's
a There's a radio spot that says the same thing, like, call now, tell us, what was the name of the Beatle who was killed, or whatever the stupid question is, who was shot, you know, it's like John Lennon. Like,
yeah.
It's just something, that's not the question, but it's something everyone knows. And you call, and then you supposedly get a trip to Las Vegas where...
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. It was a trip to Vegas I was winning. And I've got this one like three or four times.
And then you participate in a game show or something hosted by Mario Lopez.
Yeah, Mario.
some weird stuff like that. Or I don't know what the hell is going on with those. But
you tried your home number?
Yeah. All right. Before we move on, do we have the Thursday hookup today? Single woman coming into the studio?
She said she's on her way. She's raining a little bit of the traffic on the...
Yeah, there was traffic this morning.
It was like a dust bowl out there.
Man. All right, I want to know who, before we get to this, I want to know who's in on the conspiracy. Who's in on this? Who's been keeping me in the dark? Dieter, are you in on the conspiracy?
Of what?
I'll tell you in a minute, but do you have anything you're keeping from me?
I'm good, man.
Douji, do you have anything you're keeping from me?
I don't know. What's going on?
Dumb. He doesn't actually technically work here, so...
Say, what? Jesus Christ,
back.
Man. Come on. No.
just
first day back. Yeah. Snitch, you keeping anything from me?
From you?
Yeah.
No, I'm an open book.
Any conspiracy or cover-up that you're aware of that I may not be aware of?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of. Charlie? What about you?
Nothing that I know of.
Uh-huh.
Well, I know a lot of things, but I know.
I think that at least Charlie is in on the cover-up. At least.
If it's something that I'm thinking that it is, I just found out about it yesterday.
Not Snitzer, too, but...
I just found out about this yesterday, if this is it.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Wait, when did you find out about this? Snitzer?
Yesterday.
Someone emailed me yesterday.
The internet sleuth this, and okay, go ahead.
So Nads, our phone screener, was in his skateboard accident. I believe it's 3 or 4 weeks ago. It was on a Thursday. So 3 weeks ago today, I think, or Yeah, 3 weeks ago today, he was in a skateboarding accident. 2 weeks ago today, he was driving his car and hit a motorcycle.
What?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
He hit a biker.
Oh, I'm not kidding. And court was yesterday.
Is everyone okay?
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no clue. I don't know any details. Someone just forwarded me the police report.
Oh.
Wait a second. Wait, this was before or after the skateboard accident?
After the skateboard accident.
What?
One week after the skateboard accident. 1 week to the day after the skateboard accident.
But he wasn't driving. He was getting rides here all the time, right?
It was at 9:30 p.m. he was driving.
So he obviously took the car.
And it was out by where, I guess, where his parents live.
Yeah, it was just about to get dark, 9:30.
Uh-huh.
Oof. Oh, man. This is bad.
Oh, God.
Did he go to the doctor yesterday, or was that a cover for the court?
Oh, my God.
Well, he sent a doctor's letter from yesterday, but I'm almost positive that he told us that his doctor's appointment was at 1 o'clock yesterday, but his court appearance was at 1:15 yesterday, too.
How do you fit both in? They next to each other?
Well, wait, because I was listening yesterday, and I heard he had changed his doctor's appointment to yesterday, right?
Earlier in the day. It was supposed to be yesterday, but he changed it to earlier in the day. I said, why would you do that? That's weird.
Oh.
So,
what happened?
So I have more information.
Oh, when did you guys call him? Hear about this? You and Snitz.
I got confirmation that it happened. I even sent him a text 6:30.
I learned about this at about 2 p.m. yesterday.
Okay, so I didn't know until 6:30.
Oh, I didn't know until like 9 o'clock at night.
So was not
How
hiding
can
anything
we not
from
know?
You.
How do you?
I mean, it's going to get out. Why keep that under wraps?
I don't know. It's just. So he says, could I ask, is the guy okay? I said, did you really get into a car accident? Yeah, I rear-ended a motorcycle. I said, Jesus, what happened? Was the guy okay? And he said, guy was fine. He was in all black with no turn signal. It's a $150 ticket. And that's basically it. So I think the guy was turning and he just. Bumped him. I don't know if he fell. I don't know how bad it was.
How fast were they going?
I mean, I think the guy was turning, so you have to slow down to turn. So however fast it is when...
Yeah, but...
how fast is Nads going?
Yeah, fast is Nads going when he hits the guy? I mean, I saw the police report. It shows Nads' car. I mean, it doesn't show. It's like a diagram. Nads' car, the motorcycle, and then the guy sprawled out. There's a diagram of the guy sprawled out.
Did he tap
the motorcycle?
Or did the guy go off the motorcycle?
Off the motorcycle. Yeah. I mean, it's in the. It's got to be. That's what the police diagram just shows a guy laying
there. Yeah, if you're turning, you get hit from the back, you're not going to stay on that bike.
Is the guy injured?
He must be.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe you could get, I guess, if it's low speed.
If he just slides or kind of falls off, I mean, did he have a helmet on?
But so then I start going back. So this was Thursday at 9:30 p.m., 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago today. The next morning is the day that he was acting bizarre and had to go to the hospital.
Oh, that Friday?
Isn't that the Friday where they sent him to the hospital?
Yes.
Yeah. We were on board Rolling Glory 1. He was here with you guys, and you guys sent him to the hospital.
His mom calls in, says, call 911. He's acting weird. The very next day.
That's right.
That was the timeline.
The next morning. That could explain why his mom was saying she's so fed up with him. He just ran someone over on a motorcycle the night before.
Did they do a sobriety test? Field sobriety test?
He didn't. The police report that was forwarded to me... only said he was charged with failure to maintain a safe distance. I would assume that if there was any indication of being messed up, that they would charge you or test you or something, right?
Yeah, he's got that jiggly jaw.
Was he texting?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Oh, my God.
I think Charlie is reaching out to him. Let me take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll try to get him on. But Nads is not here today. His doctor said 2 weeks. You need 2 weeks off from work. I'd love to talk to him because, A, why keep the, like, it's going to get out.
Especially that traffic report of it, a police report.
Well, hitting a person on a motorcycle, that's going to get out. Why?
Because they make
that?
A record of it.
Sure.
The guy just got
you have a court record. Like, it's a public thing. If the police were to find you, maybe you can cover that up. But when you get charged with it, you have to go to court for it. That's, you know, our fans are going to find that.
Is that guy going to sue?
I would be worried about it, I guess. Maybe that's why he doesn't want to talk about it. I don't know what difference it makes. I mean, what's done, it's done. Whether you talk about it on the radio, well, I don't know. Maybe that's the reason why. I don't know. Maybe the guy got up and he was completely fine. Maybe it was a low-speed tap. Theater, what would happen if someone, you have a motorcycle, mm-hmm. if someone tapped you from behind, you know, it's going to put you off probably, right? Like, even if you're going 5 miles per hour.
Going straight, you'd be okay if you're going slow, but it's the turn. If you're turning Rover, you're leading into the turn
yeah.
to take it, and somebody hits you, I think you would go down.
All right, let me take a break. We'll try and get him. Hold on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Your first chance of the day to win a trip to Vegas for our 2017 iHeartRadio Music Festival comes at 8:30 on MMS.
Buy two windows, get two free, plus a $500 Amazon gift card, windownation.com.
Indians and Twins were rained out last night. They will play a day-night doubleheader today with Game 1 at 1:10. You can hear that game on WTAM 1100, and you can hear the Tribe and Twins tonight at 7:10 right here. Tribe's lead is 5.5 games over the Royals in the division.
So you looked me right in the eyes.
He will pick it.
And then you got right in front of me in line.
And pick it.
I'm not trying to fight. You just know that you cut me in line.
You get the idea.
And now you're just acting like you didn't.
Thanks for picking Rover's Morning Glory.
Thursday hookup a little bit later on, and I have all sorts of stuff to talk about this morning. NADS has been a big topic of discussion for the past few days. Yesterday, he called Ballrag, the day before yesterday, Ballrag called him into his office and said, why don't you take some time off from work, at least the rest of the week, to recover? At that point, NADS then leaves the radio station, tells us he has a headache, goes out to a rock concert that night. Then he goes to the doctor yesterday, and the doctor says, take 2 weeks off from work because of this concussion you suffered from a skateboarding accident that he had, I think about 3 weeks ago, I believe. Or it might have been 4 weeks ago now. I don't remember.
Three weeks ago.
And so he's going to take a couple of weeks off. To,
July 28th.
To sort of, to recover. I don't know if maybe any Guns N' Roses shows are a part of that, perhaps. Maybe a laser light show. I don't know.
July 27th.
Is when?
That night, because then Bert Kreischer came in the 28th and NADS was not here.
Okay. So I said yesterday on the show, I don't know if I'm really buying this stuff. He I believe that he has a concussion. I mean, he fell off his skateboard. We heard the 911 call. He was injured. But I don't know as if I'm buying this whole story. So then he called me last night. I didn't pick up. It went into voicemail. And yesterday, someone emailed me. Maybe this is the reason why he called last night. I don't know, but someone emailed me early, about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and I guess it's since gone on the internet after that, sometime yesterday, late afternoon or early evening, that 1 week after this skateboard accident.
To the day. Yeah.
1 week to the day. That's right. 1 week to the day. You creating a timeline over there?
I am writing it in my book.
I see fans doing that with the timeline of all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. People are really emailing timelines, hypotheses, all sorts of stuff. 1 week to the day after he got in that skateboarding accident, he hit someone on a motorcycle in his car. Didn't hear about this. He then comes into work the following day. We're on the road at that point. He comes into work the following day. He's acting so bizarre that you guys send him to the hospital. His mom says, call 911, send him in an ambulance. So, Charlie tracked him down. He's on the line with his probably his blinders on, ice pack on his head,
laid up in
his man cave, completely dark, curtains over the windows, everything. And Nads is on the line with us. Nads, oh my God, where do we begin?
Where do you want to start, Rover?
Well, let's start with this accident.
I figured it was going to come out eventually. It was a dark, dark night. This guy was wearing all black. He had no turn signal. I was obviously not probably in the shape to be driving with my head injury, and I tapped him, so he fell over.
Did he have a taillight or just no turn signal?
No taillight, no turn signal. Just he raised his arm when the cop showed up. I even told the guy, I didn't see your arm raised at all. He's like, I raised my arm.
So he was conscious. Was he seriously injured?
No, not at all.
Okay, that's good. Wow, man, that's lucky.
Yeah. I mean, it was a slow little accident.
All right, so... So you hit this guy. What happens? You tap him from behind. Does he fly off the motorcycle? Does he lay it down? What goes on?
Laid it down. It was he was making a right hand turn, bumped him, and it was just a slow descent onto the pavement where we got out and exchanged information, insurance information, talked about it, waited for the police to arrive, and.
Did he want to kick your ass at first, or was he an all right? I mean, what was his reaction?
He was bummed out, as you can possibly imagine.
Of course.
I mean, as Dieter knows, I mean, the bike is your life. So you knock down over someone's motorcycle, they're not too thrilled about it. But it was minor.
All right. So the cops come out. They issue a ticket for. Failure to maintain a safe distance from the vehicle in front of you.
Correct.
And what happens with that? Do you have to just pay a fine or?
$150 ticket.
Okay. The guy's insurance company will probably come after you or something, I'm guessing. I don't know how this works. I haven't been in an accident in 25 years. I guess. I don't know. What happens next?
Pay $150 ticket online, and then I guess I just wait and find out. I don't think that there's no injuries sustained from either party.
Yeah, I know. Until a lawyer gets a hold of them, then.
And then whiplash.
Oh, my neck. Oh,
headaches.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't had sex with my wife since the accident.
Was the bike messed up?
No, not at all. It just I broke. Just the, not even my taillight, just like it fractured the, my front taillight.
Your headlight,
front
you mean? Not your front taillight.
Or your rear headlight.
Yeah, okay, all right. All right. So, why not come forward with that? I mean, that's going to get out there.
Well, as you guys probably have been aware, I've been on a... I wouldn't say a warpath, but since this skateboard accident, things haven't been going that great. So when I go into work, I try to avoid any conversations that could be possibly negative about me in any light. So I was hoping I'd pay this $150 ticket and it would just go away. That was probably stupid of me because I do know our fans know everything, and they were on top of it. So. It's not something I'm taking lightly. I mean, it's something I've I regret, obviously, even being out on the road at that evening. And again, like, I came into work the next day, and obviously my brain wasn't okay. So it was, it was just another notch in the story of what's been going on.
Now, I thought you weren't supposed to drive, that your mom was driving you around at that time.
My mom was driving me around. Guess what? This was another trip to get cigarettes.
Give up smoking. It seems like that would alleviate all of the problems. All of his skateboard accidents, motorcycle accidents, they all happen when he's going to get cigarettes.
Yeah, believe it or not, Rover, I've adopted the Charlie lifestyle. I'm trying to vape as much as I possibly can now. As much as Russ as I'm trying to get, I'm vaping.
It's good for your brain.
How's my brain?
No, that's good.
He said it's good for your brain, I guess. All right, so what did your parents say after you get in this motor? Now, is this out by their house, or where is this?
Yeah, this is right down the road.
All right. So what do they say? When do you call them? They come to the scene of the accident, or what?
Yeah, exactly. My father came and actually came, and he just said, I don't understand what you were doing driving. I went to get cigarettes.
Did they know that you were driving, or you just took the car and left?
It was late evening, so I think I just got in the car and needed some smokes, and I think I just took off. And
what time was it?
I don't know. Does it say on the police report?
9:30.
9:30?
So is it that dark at 9:30?
It's pretty dark at 9:30 now. Yeah, this time of year.
Yeah, the days are getting shorter, Doozy.
You need smokes that bad? Why don't you get smokes on the way home, Nads, to last the entire night to the next day?
Believe it or not, Dieter, I've adopted that philosophy. Before I started vaping, I just started buying 2 packs of cigarettes, so I don't have to go out as much. But driving is out of the question at this point.
So when the police came, now I did look at this police report that someone sent to me, and I looked to see if there was any indication that you were impaired while you were driving. I'm assuming. Well, I don't know. You tell me. Were you impaired at all?
Not so ever. The problem. What I was concerned about, because I was not impaired whatsoever, is that my face looks so bad. This guy probably thought, like, what the hell is going on with this guy's face? But there was no indication of impairment whatsoever.
Did they give you a field sobriety test?
He looked in my eyes. We chatted. We exchanged information. I let him know exactly, and with the conversation with the motorcycle rider, that there was no actual signal given. It was late night. He was wearing black, and he was giving me a right hand signal that it was a hard accident to. I wouldn't say a hard accident to avoid, but it could have been avoided. But it was just failure to maintain a safe distance.
All right. So you went to the doctor yesterday. I guess he must have heard me talk about this at the end of the show yesterday, that I'm not buying all of the concussion stuff. I'm not disputing that you have a concussion. I don't debate that at all.
And I have, and the reason I called you yesterday wasn't because of the car accident information. I had no idea that came out at the time. I just want to talk to you man-to-man off the radio, because I heard you were just like, super pissed off.
You're going to have to explain this to me, because he comes in on, I'm trying to get the timeline correct here. Monday, I believe, is the day that he's completely incoherent, right?
Yes, today's Thursday.
So Monday he's out of it. He's falling asleep during the aftermath. He's mumbling, he's stuttering, he's slurring, all of that.
Disaster, correct.
So he comes back on Tuesday, and I wasn't aware of this stuff until after the show on Monday. People were calling in and emailing saying, don't let this guy drive home. So I wasn't aware of it until later Monday afternoon. So Tuesday, we talked to him about it on the show. Tuesday, he seems better. Then after the show, Ballrag talks to him, and they say, Ballrag, apparently, I wasn't in this meeting, but Ballrag apparently says, take some time off to recover. Don't come back the rest of the week. I guess. Is that correct?
That is correct. He said he's like, the most important part of this whole situation is your health. We don't, we can operate without you. We don't need any more incidents or anything like this going on the air. The most important thing is for you to take care of yourself to get better so you can come back and do the show the way you've been doing it for the last 2 years. So he told me that if you take as much time off as I needed.
Now, so this was Tuesday after the show. So after he has this meeting, he's back down here. He tells us this. He's sitting in a chair out on Skid Row. He looks drained.
Miserable.
He says that he has a migraine headache at the time right now.
I didn't say migraine, but I do want to let you know that the show does take a ton out of me.
Sure.
I mean, by the end of the show.
Well, you can ask Dumb. I mean, Dumb is here today. He can attest how much picking up the phone saying, Rover's Morning Glory, hold please. It gave that guy PTSD, according to Dumb. So
I'm saying with a major brain injury, Rover. Like I'm drained after the show. Like
wait a second. Let me back up in my timeline here. So Monday he's incoherent, slurring speech, falling asleep during the show.
Correct.
He has a miraculous recovery and heads out to Nelson's Ledges Park with his girlfriend. After the show.
Yes, I did go out. I felt much better at that time. And even speaking with my doctor yesterday, I talked about the promethazine, which is the anti-nausea medication that I was on, that I decided, unfortunately, to take before work. He proceeded to do an actual impression of someone on promethazine, and it made it, made it look like I was an R-word. You're nodding off your phone.
You could just watch the Friday Leftovers from Monday, the aftermath, rather, from Monday to see that.
Believe me.
All right, so that happened on Monday. So then Tuesday, right, they say don't come into work, for the rest of the week because you're in no shape to come into work. He tells us he has a headache Tuesday after because he's drained. Tuesday night, he goes to a rock concert. He goes to a concert Tuesday night.
It was a huge, huge, huge mistake on my part. Once again, I have good and I have bad days. And I thought that the way that the concert was going to be set up, I was in box seats. I could easily escape to areas that I could get to a safe space. And there was even times during the first band was playing that I had to get out of there and get it to a place where I could chill out.
Dieter's smiling over here. I'm smiling. Well, what are you smiling at?
That was just a good answer. I had a safe space. You know, it wasn't that loud. It wasn't that bright.
I had a cone of silence I took with me. Right.
It's going to be a concert, Ed. You know it's going to be loud, bass bumping and strobe lights and all that.
Well, yeah, and if I was in the actual pit where everybody else was, I mean, I think it would be a lot different. And believe me, I felt the effects after this. Afterwards, this is I've made a history of bad decisions on the show, and this might be one of the worst of them.
Well, let's get to Tuesday. So hold on. So that's Tuesday, okay, the concert that he goes to. After the concert at about 12:30 a.m., he's spotted humping a light pole downtown.
I disagree with this. I've heard that this was reported. I don't believe that a light pole was humped by Nads.
Any kind of pole?
No. I mean, maybe I was smoking a cigarette up against the pole, and maybe it seemed like I was fornicating with it, but there was no There's no chance I was actually...
Do you remember talking, going up to a listener's car and talking, and it was confirmed it was you? And how...
Oh, there is obviously many people that recognize me out at this place. You know, I even got a tweet saying that one person, their night was made because they saw me out on the streets. And then, you know, and then I started thinking about the next day where I have a doctor's appointment the next morning. And, you know, well, my whole thing was, is this, and I'm sorry to keep jumping around. Before, when I was feeling okay with my girlfriend, I actually got a text from Ballrack, and he's like, what's the verdict? Because he wanted the doctor's clearance before I could come back in. I didn't know if there was anyone going to be missing on the show the next morning. Like I said, I felt fine. I said, do you need me tomorrow morning? Because if you need me, I feel great right now. I feel fine. So I told him I moved my doctor's appointment to the morning because of the time that I was supposed to be taken off. I was pushed that back. If you guys needed me on the show, he said, no, just take your time and go to the doctor's. I made a horrible mistake and went to that show. And it was very irresponsible of me.
Let me just read the email here.
Go ahead. Go for it.
It was after this person went to a different concert than you. They went, to the Bruno Mars concert. It was outside Taco Bell Cantina around 12:15 a.m. He was dry humping a pole as we drove past, and I then realized who it was. My friends and I pulled over, and he came up to the car to talk to us. I was over the moon excited to meet someone from the show, as I am an avid fan. I've been a loyal listener since 2004. However, it was more than apparent that Nads was drunk, high, or a combination of the two.
You know, I appreciate that I made his night meeting him in his car. I dispute the facts of me dry humping a pole, and I also dispute the facts that I was on any medication whatsoever. So those are...
Did you drink at the concert? Now, drinking's not illegal, but did you drink at the concert?
I had two sips of wine, Rover.
Two sips of wine.
Half a glass of wine.
I was a joke. No, I had a beer. I had a beer while I was at the concert, yeah.
All right.
I kind of casually know a little bit of this from listening to the show. I don't really know Nads or hang out with him much. I just see a lot that happens on Twitter, and I hear people always accusing your girlfriend, Nads, of being a bad influence. Is she a bad influence or causing you to make bad choices? Or
Not at all. I mean, this is all completely on me. I mean, you guys, way before I even met her, you guys, you know, I was on felony drug probation. I was on, you know, I was out doing dumb things. So I'm really just hoping to take these 2 weeks off and reevaluate some things and come back better than ever. That's my plan. But she has nothing to do with it, none whatsoever. She's actually been the brightest part of my life over these last few weeks, is, you know, as it continues to look like outwardly a downward spiral. She's been fantastic in taking care of me.
What do your parents think of this? Are they on board with your concussion? I'm not going to say excuse, but I believe Nads has a concussion. I believe that he's suffering the effects of this terrible accident.
You can say whatever you want about it as much as you want. I mean, your job is, you know, to speculate, and you see me every single day, and, you know, you see me with good days. It's time to speculate. Oh, thank you for that. There's no reason for me not to think that you wouldn't speculate about certain things.
So you have not been taking any... You know, someone told me that he was actually prescribed pain pills after this this accident, and that he lied about it. Is that the case?
I don't know how that would even be possible for that to be even. I mean, even information to be allowed to be out there.
I have so many sources from all over the place. I mean, it's just, that's why this motorcycle accident, it's going to come out. I mean, I get that. Especially if there's a legal issue, I certainly sympathize with if there's a legal issue of why people can't say stuff on the air. It doesn't seem like there is in this case, but
sure. All right.
Wait a second. That doesn't answer the question. Why, if that's the case, why lie about it? About the medication.
Well, the thing is there is a certain expectation for me and my sobriety, especially after I got off felony probation. There were a few, you know, I get hundreds and tweets and messages and Facebook DMs from people that have been going through things that I've gone through and lost people and have gone through recovery. And I don't take that lightly. I take that as like almost a badge of honor. People call me on the show all the time to talk about their substance abuse issues and almost see me as like a beacon, as like, you know, something that I can get over it. I didn't want to admit that, you know, that I was receiving help. I had, you know, two orbit fractures. They prescribed me 10 Percocets. My mom gave them to me. And that was it. So,
but I see, I don't think that it is out of the ordinary to receive. Look, I'd be very, very careful as a drug addict.
Sure.
And your parents should be, I mean, I don't know what they do. They should have you under lock and key. Here's the thing. If you are a drug addict and you're addicted to these pills like Nads is, and you're in an accident, what else are they going to do? Unless you just suffer in complete pain for a month. So, but the lying about it. I mean, I can remember I asked you 3 or 4 times about this. Did they give you, because I was surprised. I go, they didn't give you any pain pills for breaking bones in your face? No, Tylenol.
Well, that's it.
Well, that's what happened is because of my history of substance abuse, they said that they were going to give me 10 of them. They're going to distribute them to my mother, who would provide when I needed them. I just don't like, and it's not fair to you. It's not fair to the listeners.
Did you get more after that 10?
No, none. There was no refills. They made it very, very clear at the hospital that there was going to be no refills and that it was going to be acetaminophen only from then on. And believe me, I was in a lot of pain. I broke both orbital bones. I was struggling for a long time.
How did Percocets work? Do you take one per day or do you take 4 a day?
I was given one as per needed. So I think I went through 10 of them it was about 5 days, 6 days. So I was getting 1 or 2 a day when the pain got too bad before bed.
So you're done within a week?
Oh, yeah.
How does that work with doctors and addicts? Do you tell the doctor that ahead of time, or do they just start prescribing stuff and you roll with it? How does that work?
What do you mean? So, like, when I go into the hospital and they ask, like, yo, what's your medical history? Or they just, like, just start pumping you full of...
do they know that you're a drug addict?
I'm not familiar with how... I've never been, like, on a heroin addict or anything like that, so I don't know how that works, where you can't take an opiate. Can you take an opiate if you're an addict? What are the rules with that?
I think you can, but it's a bad idea.
You're rolling the dice, basically? I mean,
it's dicey. What happened actually was, from what I was told, I don't know if they do have hospital records of me being in treatment or anything like that. My mom was actually the one who told me that I had substance abuse issues when I was... a few years ago when I went to rehab and things like that, mostly about the benzos and everything like that as opposed to the opiates. But they're very, very strict in terms of providing me pain medication for my face. But that's, I mean, that's, you know, I haven't had many accidents where I've needed painkillers since my substance abuse issue. So.
All right, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
So everyone, I'm concerned, everyone's concerned. Now, Nads, I think, sometimes feels he's under fire or under attack, but, you know, I'm just a sort of a pragmatist. I'm like, I see things and I don't know. All right, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Have you been buying Xanax?
No.
I don't know. This is the reports that I have received that he's been buying Xanax.
That's not at all true.
I mean, I don't know if he would tell us if he was.
Of course he wouldn't. What does Xanax do?
That's a benzo.
Oh, and benzo is a pain.
A downer.
Pain, okay. Similar to a Valium, is that what that is? Is that the same?
Yeah, Valium, Ativan, all kinds of different things.
Okay, okay.
All right, so you have not been buying, so... That's my information sources are incorrect on that.
That is absolutely incorrect.
Okay.
Do you know the person that's selling it, Rover?
Well, someone told me to ask you about Nads' drug dealer. Yeah. I don't know what that means. Know the guy.
I mean, I could know. I know lots of drug dealers, sure, but I don't know. I don't know Nads' drug dealer.
I mean, that's
everybody I know.
Well, that's more of a ambiguous thing that someone keeps sending me is ask Charlie about Nads' drug dealer. He knows him.
The people that I know and that I know that Nads knows are not drug dealers.
Okay. I mean, I do not have any inside info on that other than what I just told you. But yeah, I've had more information about Nads'.
I don't know any Xanax dealers.
You really know drug dealers? Like, I don't...
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
Let me go to John, who's on with Nads. Go ahead, John, quickly. Because I do have to wrap this up and get to the hookup here in just a moment. Go ahead, John.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, Nads, I just a couple questions for you. And sure. This happened near Dudley, right?
Yes.
On 40... Okay.
What is this, the motorcycle accident you're talking about?
Yes, I'm talking about the motorcycle accident. Okay, I'm not buying it because from where his parents live, there's two stores right around the corner at the corners. There's one up by Chamberlain, and there's two stores in town that sell cigarettes. All those are within 3/4 of a mile. Where this accident happened is 2.5 miles away from his parents' house. There are no gas stations that sell smokes near there, and you were heading south towards Ravenna. So why were you going to get cigarettes in Ravenna?
I was heading to Sheets. I wanted a pack of cigarettes and a milkshake, so I went to Sheets, which is in, where is that at?
It's on 44 out by the hospital.
What town is it in?
It's in Ravenna.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
So are you buying it now, John? I don't know. I mean, I'm like everyone else. I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
He could have walked to a place right by his house and got smokes.
So I couldn't There are four places really close to his parents' folks, and he drove 15 minutes to go get a pack of smokes.
So are you buying his story now, John? Are you appeesed by what he said, or are you still not?
If he says he wants to get a milkshake from Sheets, sure. I hope you're still there.
Have you had a real milkshake? Fantastic.
All right.
we love you. I hope you're sober.
All right. Thank you, John. Let me go to Ashley, and then I'll wrap it up. Ashley, good morning. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Hi, Ashley.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi. So I was the one that sent in the email because I was the one that met Nads on the outside of the Taco Bell.
Oh.
And so I'm the one that sent the email to you. And so I heard you reading it. And, like, I feel bad because I don't want Nads to get in trouble. But like I said in the email, you know, at my wedding last year, my husband fell and had a concussion and had two seizures. And so I just see the effects. And Nads really did seem messed up. So I'm just concerned for him.
Your husband fell at the wedding?
was actually our wedding DJ.
So oh, my God. Dumb's wedding DJ was so bad, it gave this guy a concussion. How did he fall down?
5 stars on Facebook.
Yeah.
He was extremely dehydrated.
But oh, that's the, yeah, that's the code
Martin
word.
Lawrence.
Yeah, that's code word. You're extremely dehydrated, yeah.
He did not drink at our wedding, I promise you.
Okay.
Right. But he had a reaction to the laser lights, and he passed out. And outside,
what
of
kind
wedding,
of show is Dumb doing at his wedding DJ stuff? I mean,
dance what floor light show, baby. $79.
Laser lights. I mean, what does he come out in, like a smoke, sparkly shoe, suit?
Awesome. Oh, we have smoke if you want it. We can do all that, man. Yeah, absolutely.
Photo booth.
ClevelandReception.com. Photo booth. Yeah.
Talk slut.
Do it.
Talk slut.
No, but this guy, there was so
talk
much
slut.
Blood. I
talk
when
slut.
This guy fell at the wedding, my business partner was actually standing and saw it. His wife saw it, actually, and I came around the corner and they had white tablecloths.
Yeah.
One of the white tablecloths that they used, like, to put on his head was completely full of blood.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was insane. I felt really bad for the guy because they were really
on his
nice
wedding
couple.
Night. Too.
On his wedding night. And from what I was told, he fell just smacked his head right on a rock, full pass out.
From your laser lights?
No, well, they happened outside, so I don't know. The lights were inside, so I don't know how that would have happened, but
it made him not feel very well. Like I said, neither one of
would have turned
them
off. All you do is tell us to turn them off.
Yeah.
We're going to switch the lasers right off.
Yeah. Anyhow, so, all right. So, getting back to Nads outside of Taco Bell at 12:30 in the morning.
So we were driving past, and I realized who it was. And my friends were.
Well, let me stop you there. So you're driving past and you see a guy doing what?
My friend said that he was like, it was either like a meter or a light pole or it was some sort of pole, and he was like dry humping it.
Okay.
And I realized who it was. And I'm like, oh my God, that's Nads. And so I rolled down the window and I like yelled out, and he was super nice, and he came up and he introduced himself. But he just like was slurring his words, and I don't know. He just wasn't all there.
Did he smell like booze?
Good. I was in the car, and so he just like came up to the window. I don't know. I can't. I don't want to say that he did, and he didn't. But he just didn't seem right. The best way I can explain it. And the two girls I was with, they don't listen to the show, so they don't know the background and what happened. And so they both commented as well about how messed up he seemed.
Nads, what's your response to that?
Well, the first is I can't imagine even the most messed up of myself humping a dry or a parking meter. That just is not, that's a Charlie move. That's not a Nads move.
Oh, I can see Nads doing that.
Ashley, did you see this with your own two eyes?
Oh, my God. I did not. My friends did.
Okay. All right.
It was like such a blur. So, because I was like so excited to meet him because I've been listening to the show since 2004. I was just super excited. So I feel like I was more
so,
caught up
I'm
in that.
I'm so happy I met you too, Ashley. That makes my night.
I'm sure you're real thrilled that you met her.
Sure.
All right. So, Nads, what's your response then?
I will be honest that the concert, again, was a terrible idea. I've talked multiple times about how what was my, I can't even think of words right now, sensory indulgence or no, over sensory things have really affected me. So the concert was obviously a poor decision.
He overloaded on Taking Back Sunday. That's what made him appear
so that's,
intoxicated.
That's
actually.
What it was?
Sensory overdose.
Yeah.
Wait, is that what you're
driving under the influence of sensory overdose.
Are you really saying that, Nads, that because of the concert, that's why you were acting like that?
I, DJ, I'm not even joking with you. Multiple times I had to leave the room and get to a different area because I was having some really big issues.
Did you ever think about leaving the concert?
No.
Well, Taking Back Sunday is my favorite band.
All right.
High school. So I tried to catch as much of the set as possible. I would say the alcohol probably didn't help with my brain injury. I've had a history of ignoring my doctor's recommendations for the last few weeks. As you guys told, I came back too early, then came back too early again. After talking to my doctor yesterday, And I know you guys received like the note and stuff like that. That this is serious.
I don't disagree. I mean, it sounds like it's serious.
Yes.
I think it's compounded by if I know you don't like hearing this, but. You know, I personally believe that there are other things in play here. I obviously don't know for sure, but sure. That's just my belief. Now, you don't have to look. All I want is for you to recover from whatever the hell is going on, and taking the 2 weeks. Is you could take 2 months if you need to. It's fine with me. Your job is not in jeopardy. No one's going to replace you just because you're taking care of whatever you're taking care of. Are you on any of these things that they give addicts to, like, get a
mic off?
Turn that mic off.
You coughed right in the mic.
No, I just cleared my throat. I'm sorry.
The mic was on.
Got something in my throat.
You're not on any of this other stuff that they give to, like, drug addicts. What is that, Suboxone or anything? Whatever.
No, that's for opiate addicts. Okay. I never was an opiate addict, right. So they don't. And plus, that's like a whole rigmarole where you have to go to a clinic and then you have to get a whole thing, and that's it's not necessary for me. Right. No, well, I understand your concerns, Rover, and I really appreciate those words, especially after. The vitriol I was getting online, and I'm sure I'll be getting for the next 2 weeks anyway.
I love how people look. Don't listen to these jokers online. People are calling for your head. Oh, fire this guy, cut him loose. He's the worst. And then you get rid of the guy. People, he was the best. Why'd you get rid of him? You're an a-hole, Rover.
Dude, all I really want to do is come in, and this sounds so stupid, but all I want to do is just come in and make people laugh and smile and like and just BS with my
You made me smile all day throughout this whole conversation. I was smiling most of the time. But
did you tell the doctor you've been going to concerts and drinking?
Yeah, he said that.
The
doctor said you're a dumbass. Basically.
You did confess.
Absolutely, you're a dumbass, and that this is the opposite of what you should be doing.
Okay.
Is it going to work is the opposite of what you should be doing? Going out on time. Obviously, he's so stupid, but he's like, this is the brain bleed that was actually my hematoma. The blood that was actually leaking into my brain is toxic, so it's like it's making me insane. So the rest is the most important part of this. I've disregarded, I've disrespected, I've been a complete a-hole about this whole situation this entire time. So.
All right, get off the phone, go get in a dark room, lay down, and call us in 2 weeks.
Hey, have a great show, okay, guys?
All right, thank you, Nads.
Will do.
That's our phone screener.
Tom.
Nads.
He sounded better right there. What do you think?
Yeah,
and he
did.
And he has in a while.
He
did.
In honesty. Are you buying this, Dieter?
Oh, he did sound better there. Buying what? The overall... No pills, no booze. What?
I'm not buying I mean, people can take it for what it is. I believe the concussion, and I believe that. There's no question about that.
But is that it, or is there more on top of it? With some kind of pill?
I've just had reports. You know that I know a lot, and I normally keep the stuff in handy for a long time.
Who do I email my resume to?
All right.
Why, you're not buying it, though?
He sounds very millennial. I mean, if he is...
Millennial? He sounds millennial.
Just, like, he just has all the right answers. It just seems very...
Slick.
Oh,
that's a real
me?
Good word, dude. That's slick.
Sister all over again.
Having been somebody who went through... I never was on, like, an opiate thing, but when I was doing a lot of coke back in the day... I always had an answer for everything. Why we were here, why we were there, why there just was
And all those coincidences pile up.
All the time. And I
strange. You go, wow, this guy has either the worst luck or...
Trouble finds you when you're in places that have trouble, if that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, if you're putting yourself in a position, even if...
You buy the Sheetz story of why I went out to get cigarettes...
That
I passed
right
the places that were...
Milkshake! I get a milkshake. That just smokes.
And there have other been people mentioning, too, areas where this accident happened were allegedly notoriously known being drug areas. I don't know anything about this area. This is other people that are telling me this. Either, so.
But in a vacuum, the milkshake story could make complete sense. It doesn't sound that far out of the ordinary, right? You go, oh, okay. Like, I've gone places that if you go in to get gas...
You go to a place because they have a Coke slushie.
Exactly.
15 right. minutes away, Rover? You, that
one way.
Bad?
Sometimes I have had urges like that.
Oh, or he makes B2 go.
Yeah. But after that skateboard accident, he was going to get cigarettes, right?
Yeah.
I would quit smoking. And then this happens
or buy
again.
Buy cartons.
Right.
All right. Let me take a break. I'm sorry. We're way behind.
Yeah.
I apologize to all of our affiliate stations. They get so angry when our commercial breaks get pushed back this far. But we'll come back. We've got to get to the Thursday hookup as well. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Eatin' Veggies brings the ladies and Alan Cox Show Corona Cruise tickets at 5:20. The show back live at 3 on MMS.
Hill Station. 6:05.
You never know what you're gonna hear.
Would you have a threesome with your sister?
I think I would have to be really intoxicated.
You both find attractive.
The mood's got to be right. Yeah.
Hey, can I get in on that?
This is Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we do have the Thursday hookup starting shortly. Mike in West Palm Beach here on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Rover, yo.
Yo, what's happening?
Just hanging in there, guys. I'm going to try to make this as quick as possible because I just caught up after getting back to work. I had an accident the day after Nads had his accident that night. I had it on Friday. Motorcycle accident, broke my wrist, severely concussed. Don't remember the accident, actually. Mm. They said if I didn't have my helmet on that I would have been dead. But anyways, sorry, I was just cleaning the pool, so I got to catch my breath.
That's all right. Don't have a heart attack and fall into that pool and die now.
Yeah. You okay?
Yeah, incidentally enough, I have a pacemaker, so that's
oh
ironic.
Oh, my God. This guy's a mess.
That was a football incident on the field, but that's another story for another day. Anyways, so with the whole Nads thing, I can speak for him as far as, like, memory loss, speech being slurred every now and then, or like stuttering with your words. But as far as like just all the, like you said, stories that just are coincidences, and like it's just not really adding up after just one thing after another. So I don't know, it's a little fishy for me. But with his like previous thing and him not telling you guys about the Percocets when you clearly asked him about it, that was a little like, if it was prescribed to him and the doctors gave it to him and your mom's taking care of it, why not just tell you guys?
Yeah, I don't understand that either. I mean, I would have said at the time, like, hey, we're concerned about that, or a normal person is concerned about that, of course. But I also don't find it unusual that after an accident like that, where you break bones in your face, that a pain medication is given.
10 pills.
I mean,
who cares?
I don't know what. Well, even 10 pills. Here, well, the problem, Dieter, isn't those 10 pills. The problem is that you take those pills and you start to crave that once again as an addict, and then you go out and you seek the pills from elsewhere. It's not those 10 pills. Those will run out. It's the fact that there's a pretty much endless supply from people that you can find these, and once you take a taste, are you going to fall off the wagon again? So I agree. The stuff with the concussion, as Mike said, he was concussed, and it can cause issues with you. And I just hope that that's what it is. I'm skeptical. Norm, our old bus driver for Rolling Glory 1, is on the line. Good morning, Norm. He's calling from New Mexico, I believe.
Yo, Rover, yeah, I'm running across New Mexico this morning. How you doing?
Well, yeah, I'm doing all right. What's happening?
Not much. I think he went out to buy that Xanax and somebody slipped him some Viagra if he's pumping on a pole.
Oh, yeah, he's dry humping a pole, so he might be taking the wrong kind of pill.
I think they sold him the wrong thing.
What are you so you're driving now through New Mexico? You on tour with someone?
I'm not on tour. I'm deadheading across with a bus and a trailer, into Nashville and then down to Florida.
All right, so you got to get a bus from one place to another, basically, and...
Yeah, so I got a call out yesterday.
So. Gotcha. Well, we've converted a new fan in Norm the bus driver. Now if we could get every coach driver listening to us, that'd be good.
But don't you think a helmet and a sack of weed would help that boy out? Because, you know, opiates, they go to rehab, and that's... A buddy of mine that's into this says, you know, rehab what kills half these people. Because they go in, they clean them out, and then when they come out and they start back up, they think they can take out a drug, and that's what kills them.
The same dose they had before.
Yeah, like that does. 4 pills a day. So,
that does happen.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. But, yeah, get to weed. Weed's not going to be so bad. I'm not a weed smoker myself, but, hey, if it's between benzos and weed... And yes, definitely a helmet would certainly help out as well. Norm, be careful.
Bye, Norm.
Safe driving. I appreciate it.
Are we seeing Norm again soon?
Yeah, I didn't want to ask him. Is he gone?
Yeah, he's gone. That's fine.
No, Norm was, I believe, unavailable for our next trip.
He's not doing Vegas.
I thought he was.
He's on tour with someone, or he's doing something.
The last guy that we had is doing Vegas.
Okay. Is Norm the guy that whacked your bus off of a garbage can?
No.
Dumpster?
No. Okay. No, that was Woody.
Who is this?
They
last...
all have the best bus driver names.
Who was the last guy that just took you to?
That was Robert.
Robert?
Yeah.
Okay. We didn't meet Robert. So I'm guessing with Vegas, this.
We didn't meet
Trek.
Him?
I don't.
Oh, you mean on the show?
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't get to hear from him.
Chancellor, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Chancellor.
Yeah, I just wanted to say how full of crap Nads is. And if you believe a single word that comes out of his mouth, you're crazy, too.
Why do you not believe it?
He's like the opposite of Jeffrey. And like Dunn said, he's got an answer for everything. And when you catch Jeffrey in a lie, he stutters his way through a confession, finally. But Nads, he just got an answer for everything. And I've dealt with addicts my whole life, my family and my girlfriend's family. Like, they're all just full-blown junkies, pretty much. And, I kind of forgot what I was about to say.
All right. Get back to the benzos, Chancellor. All right, thank you. All right, let me take a break, and then we'll come back. We'll start with a Thursday hookup. Single woman coming into the studio who wants to go out on a date with you. We'll try and get back on track, get caught up. Sorry, I'm running behind this morning. But I think that's important stuff we were talking about. Life and death matters.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll be back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Eatin' Veggies brings the ladies and Alan Cox Show Corona Cruise tickets at 5:20. The show back live at 3 on... 7, 6, 5.
All right, it's time for more Rover's Morning Glory on Cleveland's Rock Station, 100.7 WMMS.
Supports a climate's right to choose. Gay warming, bans on assault marriage, and background checks for women's rights.
Where's the outrage over that?
Now back to the show.
We'll get to the Thursday hookup in just a couple of minutes. Zach, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Zach.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Not much, man. Just working. I wanted to talk about Nads. I feel like you guys aren't really asking him the right question. I feel like you guys need to really look and see, you know, if he did start drinking, would all this drama in his life be going on right now? He's got all this chaos, all these problems. I mean, you look down the real facts of it. You
Well, who am I to ask? I was only the person who said it's a really bad idea to start drinking again after you completed a year and a half of sobriety, court-ordered sobriety.
But he always said pills are different than booze.
Yeah, oh, no. Alcohol's not my problem, he said.
Yeah, it's pills.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, you know, the other thing is, you know, alcohol and Xanax, they're pretty much the same drug. I mean, they both are the only two drugs out there that when you're withdrawing off them, you can physically die. I mean, rehabs use, like, Valium to help withdraw from alcohol, to help ease it, you know? He's pretty much using the same drug of choice. I mean, this is just a spiraling action right now. It's not going to go well.
Yeah. Look, I hope that he gets together and we'll help any way that we can. You know, but I was thinking about it yesterday, and I'm like, I'm not going to be taken advantage of, though, that you give people time off from work and they're going to concerts and stuff. You know?
The first night he has off, he's out.
Speaking of going out, Jeffrey, our very own Jeffrey LaRocque, is a guest DJ. It says on my card tomorrow night, but I think it's tonight,
right?
No, it's tonight.
On the ones and twos.
Is this guy just trying to rip off my style? The other day I turned on the show, he's got a Superman shirt on, and now he's DJing somewhere?
He's moving in on your territory.
He's cheating on his wife. I mean, what else can this guy do to rip me off?
He is guest DJing at Christie's Cabaret. That's a strip club. He loves strip clubs, and he's going to guest DJ there.
DJ Def Jeff.
That's right. That's what he wants to go by. Tonight, 10 p.m. to midnight. He chose that name, by the way. 10 to midnight tonight at Christie's Cabaret. And go see him. Stop by. Hang out. And let us know what goes down, because you'll probably see God only knows what. All right, it is Thursday. Are you ready for the Thursday hookup theater?
Let's do this.
All right, here we go.
Hot girls.
Horny guys.
And Rover's hooking them up. It's the Thursday hookup, powered by Miller Lite on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we getting started. Let me see here. I don't know if I have the... Oh, yes, I do. The Thursday hookup brought to you by Dive Bar on West 6th and Safe and Reliable Limos. SafeAndReliableLimos.com. All right. Juju is here, right?
Yeah.
Hi, good morning, Juju.
Good morning.
I love that. Let's just get, just because I've never seen this before.
Uh-oh.
On her, you know, we have a little form that they fill out, age, height, weight, what do you do for a living. She doesn't put a weight. She says extra thick is what it says here on the sheet, Dieter. Extra thick.
Some junk in the trunk?
Lots of junk in the trunk. I'm built like a black girl.
All right. How old are you?
I'm 31.
31. All right. And how tall are you?
5'1". 5'2 with my shoes on.
Okay. And you're extra thick.
Yeah.
You're a larger woman.
I don't look like other fat chicks, though, I feel like. And I'm about that word fat. Like, uh-huh. Hair in that word. I feel like I could use it.
Have you always been, you already call you fat or larger?
Yeah, no.
Or,
okay. I'm not about that BBW life. I feel like that's like a word for girls that are uncomfortable with their fat? Big fat ass. Sorry. And, yeah, like, I grew into this, and I think I'm... Like, I'll say that, and people will be like, oh, but you're so pretty. And I'll be like, yes, I agree with you. But I'm a fatty, so.
Now, so you've always ever, I mean, in grade school, junior high, high school.
Yeah.
Were people mean to you?
Actually, no. I'm going to say no. I was more of like a bully to other bullies. Like, I hate seeing people that I feel like can't defend themselves.
So you were
messed with, but I'm like a verbal assassin. Like, I destroy people.
Okay, so you seem to be an outgoing woman. Already.
I am. I'm pretty aggressive.
All right. So you weren't a wallflower. You weren't getting pushed around in school.
Oh no, absolutely not. Life of the party, and I was friends with like everybody. There wasn't like a group that I wasn't friends with.
Did you play sports?
At the beginning, I did. I played like hockey and soccer, and
she was the enforcer, Dieter.
Yeah, I didn't play.
We're like, holy!
When I was a kid, I wanted to be like a UFC fighter, but I did not want to hit other girls. I wanted to hit like boys.
Why? You hate men?
No, I just feel like I'm going to hurt them.
I see.
Girls.
Have you ever been in a fight with a girl?
Yeah, one time I used to bartend. This girl thought she was going to like put her hand on my neck, and that was like.
And what happened? What was it about?
Her boyfriend. You know, it was like a hillbilly bar out in the country. And like all we had was like a baseball bat behind the bar, so I'd like, you know, take that thing out to the parking lot, pay home run derby when I needed to.
So she put her hands on your neck because of a.
Oh, because I was in the middle of it. Yeah, my boyfriend used to hate it because he was like a punk, you know. Like if I saw something I didn't like, I always butt in, you know, because I have a big mouth. And you know, he'd be like, one day I'm gonna have to like. You know.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't date you because girls like her get you in fights all the time.
Yeah, well, I'm like, here, I got this, you know, but he feels like he has to, like...
No. But, see, women don't understand. You may say that, but no. The guy will still get his ass kicked.
No, he would. Yeah, he definitely
would. I had a girlfriend like this, and it was right after I moved to Knoxville. She was a good-looking girl, and we were in a bar, and someone bumped into her, and she goes, watch it, you enter. And I go... Oh.
Yeah, I don't do stuff like that.
I don't know this girl.
Because the guy's going to swing, not at her, at you. Because right. You're the guy.
Exactly.
You're the boyfriend. Right.
Right. I actually founded Black Lives Matter that day. I go, Black Lives Matter, sir, I'm with you. This girl, I don't know. I don't tolerate that kind of stuff. So, how long have you been single, Juju?
That's a complicated...
I'm technically
married still, okay?
Oh, you're married?
I left my husband a year ago,
uh-huh.
A little, like 13 months ago, and since then I have, like, you know, had a couple relationships. I got a complicated situation, you know, the last few months or whatever.
All right, so tell me about this marriage. You got married how long ago?
I was with my husband before he was with my husband 8 years, and we were married 8 months before I...
Before you left him. So yeah. It's been about 10 years that you've known this guy, roughly.
Yeah, 2008 we met, okay. Beginning of 2008.
All right, so you're with him a long time.
Yeah.
You stay with him, you get married.
So stupid.
And then break up with him shortly after. Yeah. Why?
You
Why
know what? Get married? Honestly, okay, so I grew up on the east side. I came from a really traditional Italian family where you don't like shit, like, you don't check up. Like, you get married.
She definitely asked like my
don't
shack.
She said you don't
shack
up. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Shack
up. You don't live with someone for, see, you know. You get married and you do like the Catholic thing. I'm not religious or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the guy that raised me, my grandfather, he was getting really old. And I felt like, you know, I put my time in with this idiot. You know, I was like under this like delusion that, like, you know, that's what happens next. You get married, you know. And my papa was getting older. That's my grandfather. And I wanted him to see me get married. So I basically told my soon-to-be ex-husband, you know, like, either we're going to get married or I'm going to leave. And he was like, okay, whatever.
So you almost forced him into this. Just trust me on this. This never works out,
no,
ladies.
I knew it wasn't going to work out before I did it, too. That's, like, the craziest part, I guess, about it. But it had to go that way. Because if it didn't go that way, I probably would have never left.
Why not? Why didn't you just say, hey, this isn't going to work? You said that you knew it was going to work.
Everything that,
like,
makes me myself, he hated.
Like what?
I'm loud and obnoxious. I'm abrasive.
She's
things
a larger version of Doogie, basically.
Yeah, with a mouth. Yeah. Big mouth.
If Doogie started eating today, this is Doogie in a month, all right? I mean, this is...
Yeah, exact same personality. Italian.
Oh, yeah. Obnoxious.
Abrasive. Yeah,
Doogie loves,
like,
arguing with people. Oh, you get off on that, right?
Yeah, no. Well, I'm a winner. Uh-huh. I like to win. Uh-huh. That's more what I get off of. But, yeah, he hated it. I'm also, like, extremely vulgar.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, super vanilla, you know?
How is the sex life?
Well, I mean, when we got together, I've always been what I am, you know.
Uh-huh.
And when we first got together, he was like, I think I scared him a lot, you know. Yeah. He thought I was really weird what I was into.
What are you into that was scaring him?
I'd say I'm into, I live a non-vanilla lifestyle. Uh-huh. I'm into punishment and abuse and power exchange.
To him, you punish the man or the man punishes you?
Yeah, no, I'm very dominant in my everyday life. And I feel like when people are like that in their everyday life, they like go the opposite spectrum in the bedroom.
That's what I hear about. I read something years ago. CEOs are more into
they love being dominated.
And having cigarettes put out on them and
because
stuff.
They'll pay a lot of money for it.
And apparently it's because they spend all of their waking hours being in control, telling people what to do. And it's stressful. Even if they enjoy doing it, it's still a responsibility and it's stressful. So they like in the bedroom. They like having chicks, I don't know, whip them or whatever.
Like Sass Keith. He wears like a gimp mask outside of work.
Yeah.
Don't you see that? Because he tells everybody all day what to do.
Well, that's true, because now every CEO I see, I always like Bob Pittman, the CEO of iHeart, I go, is this guy getting dominated by his wife?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder all this stuff now.
I do sales for corporate accounts for a major cell phone provider, and so I talk to CEOs all day, so I happen to be really good at my job because I know that that's... And as soon as
telling them what to do, like,
oh yeah,
you're gonna buy these cell phones,
I love
you
it.
Little bitch.
Yes, exactly like that. That's one of the rules. You have to make them your bitch. That's number three.
All right. So for the past year since you separated from this husband,
it's been a crazy year.
You've been going out with guys. You've been hooking up left and right. You've been doing.
I'm a big girl, but I still have the ability to be selective because I have I'm a very alpha female. You probably wouldn't think I date the guys that I'm able to bring home and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I've been, but I'm selective. But yeah, I've been testing the waters.
She mentioned to me when I spoke, and I just spoke to her for the first time this morning, and I said, just make sure you dress hot. And she goes, you know, I'm a fatty, right? And I go, that's all right. Just work with what you got. And she goes, don't worry. I still get that good D.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's a party girl, all man. Right. She's got
no idea.
Good stories she was telling me.
Oh,
well, I'll tell you something about larger women. They tend to be crazier in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to be.
You
I
have
feel
to
like.
Be. Because if you're a super hot chick, you can just lay there because you're super freaking hot.
Which most of them do. Yeah. Let's be honest. Yeah. Like, a lot of them are just like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like,
they're not interested because they can have any guy. Any guy they want. Right. Fat girls have to work at it.
Yeah, you have to work hard. Yeah.
And the other thing is, you have to have a good personality if you are
a young age, I think that's like a part of it. You know, that's why I don't think people really mess with me the way they would, other people that possibly looked like me. I do think I look different than most big girls. Maybe that's just me because I think I'm cute. But,
But I've met girls that are large and bitches. I go, honey, you got nothing working for you.
Yes.
You're fat and you're a bitch.
Right.
Good luck in life. You know, no one wants a person like that.
Right.
So you have to, you have to work with what you have.
Right.
Do you ever feel bad about your weight or are you completely...
Oh, I think everyone is insecure. Like, no matter what you look like, I think everyone's insecure sometimes.
Losing weight is hard work. I know that. I just lost 25 pounds.
I lost like 70 pounds.
It's hard work. If you could take a pill today... And tomorrow you would wake up and you would be 140 pounds.
Annoy.
You would do it.
But what's the trade-off? It takes 10 years off your life?
Well, no, I don't know what the trade-off is.
I would give the 10 years up.
I'm
like, when I'm 80? Okay, you could have the last 10 years when I'm cramping
I'm just
my pants.
Because, you meet a lot of people who say that they're fine with it. I'm fat and I'm proud of being fat. I love the way my body looks.
I wouldn't say I'm proud, but I'm still confident. And especially over the last year, I think everyone spends their whole life A, progressing, and B, like learning to like love yourself like more, you know? And over the last year, that's happened like a lot faster for me.
All right, tell me what kind of guy you're looking for here on the Thursday hookup. Who would be a good match for you?
It's so hard for me to explain. I feel like, okay, so I would say my ideal guy is someone that is legit, like behind closed doors, a piece of garbage. But if you just met him on the street, you would never have any idea that he was a piece of garbage.
When you say he's a piece of garbage, what do you mean by that?
I need like a partner in crime.
Uh-huh. All right.
I party hard. I work really hard. I'm really great at my job, but I party way harder pretty much every day. It's really hard to keep
So you want someone that can keep it together during the day in professional situations?
Ideally, I want some. I'm not someone. I'm not sure if they're going to kill me or not. Like, I like to be kept on my toes. Is that weird?
Yes.
Yeah, that's extremely weird. Okay.
All right.
I need therapy.
Well, geez, you could probably. I got a couple of people that work on the show or have worked on the show that maybe would be a good match. For.
You party every day, you said?
Oh yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah.
She wanted to do a shot on the show.
I'm ready to do a couple. I have to go to work after this.
Here
so I
she
take
goes.
A
All right, there, oh, okay, there you like go. What is this? Some whiskey?
What is that? Rich and Rare? The good stuff.
I'm a
nothing but
girl.
The. Oh my God,
you don't even need the cup, dumb. Just get the bottle.
I usually do just drink out of the bottle, but here. Okay, well, you know what? We'll just keep this right here.
Okay, all right.
Do you have a bottle of water?
We can get you water. Get her some water. She wants some water, too.
Water's fine.
You're not driving, right?
No, okay, I brought good. A DD.
Oh, worries. Perfect. All right.
I think she said she can't drive. Did you say you
I don't drive, yeah.
Why is that? What happened?
You know what? I break the law every day for like 20 years and have never gotten a ticket, never gotten in trouble, nothing. I'm in sales. Let me just tell you something. If you are in sales and you are good at sales, sales is life, and you will be successful at everything. You know, like, I feel like I find my way, thank you, to, you know, I'm able to talk my way out of a lot of situations, or I can make friends wherever I go, and I'm usually the life of the party at all times.
But wait, why don't you drive? Why don't you ever drive?
Okay, something? So I just, before I met my husband, I had just never gotten it, you know, like, I just didn't go. I had, like, a crazy upbringing, lightweight. I left home when I was, like, 17, and I just never got it. When I met him, I think he wanted to, like, keep me, like, dependent on him. You know, he just wouldn't let me drive. Right before I left him, I bought a car. And when I did leave him, he wanted it. And I didn't even want to. I gave him everything. I left with, like, a bag of clothes and my dogs. And that was it. I started over again at 30. He has everything. So now I was, like, homeless for a few months. I lived out of a bag, and
you were homeless?
Yeah, I was living on couches. You know, this was just a few months ago. I just moved into my house in May. And before that, yeah, like, it was a bad situation. It was just a bad situation. I couldn't stay at that house, you know. And I had left Ohio for a minute. I came back. I had gotten my old job back, which is where I work now. And so I'd basically, you know, go to work, go out to the bar or wherever. So it was time to go to bed and, you know, get up for work in the morning again. And it just wasn't working. So I just find couches and stuff to sleep on or whatever. And then I finally had enough money for my own place back again in May. And I literally moved in with my clothes and my dogs.
All right. Now take a sip here, because I could tell you she wants to take a sip. Nothing but the good stuff. That's primo stuff right there.
A bitter beer face.
Yeah. I'm a Crown Royal. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Oh, no.
It's not as bad as I thought.
You like guys your age, older, younger? What are you into?
You know what? The last guy I was with was 40. I had never been with someone that much older than me, but I think I like it. Our life's together, you know. They have to be at least my age.
Okay.
At least my age.
What do you like to do? You like to party. You like to go out. You
like to
go. You're crazy. You like to do crazy stuff. What's that?
She
just knocked her headphones off. She was trying to give a hand signal for something.
I'm
afraid,
I'm going to say something I'm not allowed to say.
I don't. You can say.
I like to, like, do drugs all night long, you know.
Like what? What's your...
Like blow lines off midget hookers' asses and stuff.
That's
the ideal
fun
Tuesday for me.
Okay, all right.
I don't know if that's, like, weird either. I guess I don't really care.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but, Nads is breaking up with his girlfriend right now. Wants to go out. All right.
So you are
into just craziness, essentially.
Yeah, 24/7 craziness.
Okay, all right. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837 to hook up with Juju. She's extra thick, as she says. She's quite large. She's 31 years old, 5'1", dark hair. Blue eyes, I guess? Green eyes.
Very green.
And she wants to go out on a date with you. 866-YO-ROVER. Could you handle this woman?
No,
Are you kinky in bed? Are you just...
I'm sick. Like, disgusting. Like, we're doing... If, like, at this stage in my life, if you're not going to, like, wrap a belt around my neck and then maybe hit me with it a lot after, before we even, like, get to the foreplay, it's probably not going to work out.
So you want someone that's just going to
destroy me.
Destroy you.
Yeah.
And you want to be treated like a filthy whore.
Absolutely.
Okay. 866-YO-ROVER.
We're going to do other fun stuff, too, though. That's not the only thing we're
going to okay.
do.
All right. Sounds
good. Can a guy take a dump on your chest? Absolutely.
Okay, so hard lines. There's a few.
Okay.
Well, you do a lot of that?
No.
Oh,
would you do it to a guy?
No. No. Poop is
okay.
one.
Okay.
Blood is another. And animals is, like, the last thing.
Those three
Anything
things.
Anything else, I, like, feel like I'd be down to try at least one time if I haven't already tried it.
Okay. But just... blood no, and scat. Animals and poop. So the one girl, we had a girl on the hookup once who said that her fantasy was to meet a deer hunter and have sex with him after he cuts open the deer and they get okay. inside of the deer's body.
And, yeah, like, and they're going to still yeah, yeah, like eat the deer after. It's yeah, not like going away.
Yeah, not going to waste. Exactly. Yeah. All covered in blood.
I'd yeah. say that's a different level.
That's a true story. You, no, get, yeah. you find the clip on roverradio.com. All right, let me take a break. We'll come back. If you are a good match for Juju, if you think you could destroy her in the bedroom, as she says, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Tribe and Twins making up last night's game tonight at 6:37 on 100.7 WMMS radio station. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Sure, you might be fat, but look at the bright side. It makes you harder to kidnap.
Just forget it.
Yep, you'll get hours of positivity listening to Rover's Morning Glory.
Here she is, as she describes, extra thick, 31, 5'1". She works in sales, dark hair, green eyes, and she wants to go on a date with you. She doesn't like BBW. She goes, no, I'm a fatty, is what she says. Yeah, she's a fat chick. She's a self-described fat chick.
I like to keep it real.
Although she does like sugar. She doesn't want to sugarcoat things. She just wants to eat sugar.866-YO-ROVER to hook up with her. 866-967-6837. The hookup brought to you by Dive Bar. And Jeffrey's going to be at the Dive Bar 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, he's busy.
Yeah, 7 to 9 p.m. 2 weeks from tonight. That is August 31st. It's a monthly appearance with him, with Jeffrey at Dive Bar. And also Safe and Reliable Limos. They have 24-hour service, lots of different vehicles available, safeandreliablelimos.com. But give us a call, 866-YO-ROVER, if you think you would be a good match for Juju, who is kinky, crazy, and a partier, and needs a guy that can destroy her in the bedroom, as she
said.
Can I
just say I'm not, like, crazy, like, slit your tires crazy? I'm, like, okay. crazy, like, let's
in the bedroom,
do a
10-strip
and ride a unicorn crazy, like, fun crazy, not, like, start your clothes on fire crazy.
Okay.
What's a 10-strip?
A 10-strip and ride a unicorn.
Yeah.
A 10-strip is acid. Okay.
Yeah.
And a unicorn is...
a unicorn, like a unicorn. Horse with a horn and glitter.
Oh, I thought... Okay, I thought it was a girl who wants to get in a threesome unattached.
I mean, I do that too. I love girls. Sometimes I get confused about my sexuality, but I never be in a relationship with a girl. Thank you. I'd never be in a relationship with a girl. I just like to ruin their lives.
Okay. All right. 866-YO-ROVER. Ryan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory on the Thursday hookup. Good morning, Ryan.
What's going on, Rover? Hey, Juju, how you doing?
Hi, Ryan.
All right, tell us how old you are.
I'm 37.
All right, and what do you look like?
5'11",
nice.
240. I'm definitely not athletic. I'm a thicker guy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of tattoos, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Okay.
And what do you do for a living, Ryan?
I am a certified hot tub technician.
Basically,
I make house calls and fix and repair hot tubs.
Are you going to give me the hookup on hot tub?
Of course.
Okay.
All right. So, what do you want to know, Juju, about guy number one, Ryan?
Okay, so Jeffrey is going to DJ at a strip club tonight. What's your go-to song when slapping skins?
I'd either have to say Art Kelly's Bump and Grind just because it's a classic. But
okay. Taking it back?
The, you want to go in a, what's that?
Taking it back to the old school PP days?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. There you go. Yeah.
My there it is. Or something a little upbeat and just crazy.
Death,
bead metal, just... Oh, that's scary. Now, Ryan, she says that she needs someone that can destroy her in the bedroom. Are you up for that task?
Bring it.
Okay, all right. All right.
That's what you all say. Then you end up very scared. Like, in the fetal position when I'm done with you.
What about you, Juju? Do you have a favorite song that you like to...
There's this song called F You All the Time, and it's one of my favorite songs, too.
Who sings that?
I don't even know. It's on my favorite movie soundtrack. I forget. It's on my playlist, but...
Jeremiah.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Sounds like the Rover's Morning Glory podcast.
All the skipping. Yeah.
Good.
So you like to go at it to this song?
Yeah, among others. I mean,
okay, right. I've never heard
really
this.
I sound better than any music that's gonna, like, I'm gonna say stuff that
so
you
you're
hear,
you're a dirty so. Talker.
Oh yeah,
a filth talker.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else do you want to know about guy number one, Ryan?
A study said 9% of people look up their exes once a week. When was the last time you peeped on an ex online?
Actually, it was funny. It was about 2 days ago. But before that, it's been a while.
Good for you.
Now, where are you creeping on the ex for? Just to see what she was doing, if she has a boyfriend, or what were you doing?
Yeah, it was a girl way back when I joined the military, way back when. She went in with me, and I was just seeing what she's up to nowadays.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, Facebook and all those things, that made cheating just so easy and accessible for people and prevalent, and you can find these people. I mean, normally you would never be... You go, whatever happened to that chick? I don't know.
There's no way to contact her.
It would be a task.
Right.
You can just get drunk and email her. Now you can do that. What about you, Juju? Do you keep up?
Oh, no. I haven't. You know what? Honestly, he lives like maybe a minute and a half away from me, and I have him blocked. I have a burner number so that he can text me on there if there's like some kind of emergency or something.
Yeah.
But other than that, he's blocked on everything. I don't want him to see me, and I could care less.
Okay, all right. All right, one last question for guy number one, Ryan.
What are you great at in the sack, and what could you use some work on? This is important. Don't lie, because I'll be able to tell.
How to word this? My most favorite thing to do is going south of the border.
Perfect.
And becoming a DJ, if that makes sense.
Becoming a DJ.
Help me.
Yeah, spinning records, using dialing the phone.
Oh, using digits.
Using your fingers?
Using digits, yes.
Uh-huh. That's important, but that probably tells me that you have a small...
He has a small wiener? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
Do you
that's what I'm reading that as.
Tiny
but that's
pepper,
okay.
Ryan,
I'm about that toy life, so we can work on that.
I mean, I'm not big. I'm not small. I'm average.
You're average. Okay, so I'm going to say 5'6".
Does it make it, as you being a much larger woman?
I got
woman,
a lot of ass.
Do you need to be more
Here's
well endowed?
The thing. Okay, I'm going
to
be honest with you. The best sex I ever had in my life was with someone. He's not huge. Hi, Pushka. He's not huge.
Uh huh.
But, we vibed and clicked so well. And, you know, like, he knew exactly what I wanted. So it wasn't huge or anything like that. And, like I said, I got a lot of ass, but it was still the best sex of my life. So.
All right.
We didn't find out what this guy was bad at.
Oh, what are you bad at, Ryan?
Probably stamina.
Oh, we're gonna have to work on that.
How long can you go?
It all depends. In a relationship to where I'm doing it on a regular basis, 10-15 minutes.
You're gonna have to rub one out before I talk to you.
I'm all right with that. I mean, but that's what Ryan.
Well, me too. Maybe try twice before we talk.
But that's what round two and three are for, right?
All right. So, Juju, what are you good at and what are you bad at?
I'm good at everything. And I'm bad at being gentle.
All right. You don't like that romantic, gentle stuff.
You know what? I'm good at being gentle when I feel like you're about to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Then I back off because I'm not done with you yet. But that's the only time I'm ever going to be gentle.
All right. Juju is here. She's an interesting woman. She is 31 years old. She has dark hair down probably to the middle of her back, green eyes. She describes herself as, on her sheet here, extra thick. But when she talked to Dumb on the phone, she said, I'm a fatty. Do you know what you weigh? I mean, do you have any idea?
I do. I do keep track of it. I'm not going to say it on the radio because I was going to say I'm a lady, but we all know that's a lie. I've been in here for a few minutes.
And she's already gone through half the bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
Really? Is that gone?
No, I'm not doing that bad. I have to go to work after this.
Right, right. Oh.
I do make my best sales drunk.
You do?
Yeah.
There's no pressure, right?
Xanax or blow or something like that.
Or on some sort of
whatever
drugs,
it is, right? Really. Yeah. It doesn't matter what it is. It really doesn't matter. I don't mess with crack, heroin, or ice, but anything else.
But you have at some point, right?
What?
Heroin? You've done?
No.
Did heroin?
I always felt like I have a very addictive personality. And a lot of people died that I knew that did it. So I always felt like I would like it so much. And I knew I would like it. So I just never messed with it.
Okay.
All right. Fun stuff.
866 Yo Rover. Let's go to guy number two, Randy. You're on the Thursday hookup. Good morning, Randy.
Rover, good morning, Juju.
Now, hi.
Is she scaring you? Are you hearing this on hold? Is this freaking you out, or are you okay?
Hello, I am here. I am here to play. I'm here to win.
Okay.
I need a Juju being in my life.
Okay.
Exactly what I am looking for.
I asked him, are you trying to do a Macho Man thing? Are you trying to be like Randy Savage is what you're going for? Yeah. He says, no.
Well, this is Macho Man's phrase. He's like,
Oh, yeah.
Dig it.
I could do a mean Macho Man impression right now.
Do it. You sound like you're
Randy.
Mean.
I know. That's why I know.
Uh-huh. Randy Macho.
Yeah.
Does sound like
I was obsessed with wrestling when I was a kid, so there you go.
All right, so Randy, how old are you?
I am 35 years old.
Okay.
And what do you look like?
I am 6'2".
Nice.
250 pounds, pure muscle and man.
Uh-huh.
And I have black hair and brown eyes.
And what do you do for a living, Randy?
I own my own construction business.
All right.
Yeah.
About
Juju, shoot, you said, right? Yeah. Oh, shoot.
That's what happens when I drink.
When you drink
rich
whiskey?
Rich and rare whiskey, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Make sure you're on guy two.
This is guy number two, Randy.
Randy, Kevin Hart has been accused of cheating. What has been the soonest you've cheated on a girl? After you were exclusive.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. It was day one, and I'll tell you why. Assumptions and accusations that she wasn't as faithful as she said she was or was going to be in our relationship.
Well, like, apparently neither were you, Randy.
The opportunity presented itself, and wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Here's the best thing about me. I'm the best wingman pretty much you've ever met in your entire life. Uh-huh. Girls throw their...
You can't say that word. Vaginas.
Girls throw vagina at me on a regular basis, and I have very low standards when it comes to girls. Men, not so much. But I'm the best girlfriend ever because I have better game than you, and I'm going to be bringing people home. That doesn't mean that I'm going to let you touch them or anything. Watch me touch
but
them.
But why torture a guy with
why
that?
Do you, you know what? My husband said that to me when I would bring girls home. So you know what I did? I stopped bringing them home, and I waited till he went to work, and then I just brought them over then, and he didn't get any. If it's not enough for you to, I might make them.
Service the guy. Service your with boyfriend. Their, right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, everyone knows that. Yeah.
Sure, okay.
Chances are she's going to throw up or something crazy is going to happen when that happens. But other than that,
why is that? Because he's going
to. I don't know. There's something inside of me that makes me feel like every girl needs to be punished.
So.
Oh, yeah. I can agree
with that one?
They can't just service the guy. They have to have their face F the girls, what you're saying.
Oh, absolutely. I'm in control the whole time. Uh-huh. I'm very dominant with females. When I'm with females, like, I'm the man. But when I'm with a man, here's my problem, though. It's very hard for me to find a guy that is either equal to my dominance or, like, more dominant than me, which makes for a super.
Do you like to be face F'd yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, all right. Yeah. All right, what else do you want to know about Randy?
Fire away.
What are you great... Oh, no, sorry. That was the last guy. Sorry, Randy. Hang on one second. Let me turn the page. Which part of your own body turns you on the most?
My own body, I would have to say my chest and arms because that's what I use most of my time working out when I do work out.
Do you really work out?
A lot of time.
Before his matches, of course. all right, you skipped the middle question there for
I did,
for
sorry.
Yes,
so we'll, like,
yes.
Do the switcheroo?
No, just go ask him question number two there. Guy number two.
Yeah. Doogie went through a stage when she didn't wear any panties, which I never do. I absolutely never wear underwear. Sometimes residue was left behind. When was the last time you had a brown crayon mark in your undies? Sexy.
I'm not sure. Me and Doogie shared the same kind of discharge, but...
I hope not.
I don't know if you... I'm not sure if you'll believe this or not, but I was involved in a little backyard wrestling time in my day.
I do believe that for some reason.
For some reason, right, yeah. So at the time, I was put through a table, and I was badly concussed. I had a bad concussion, and I know there was some discharge that I heard
discharge
about. Anyway.
Japan? As a grown-up?
That was the last time. That was the last time. I didn't have any kind of discharge.
I appreciate your honesty, Randy.
All right. Step into a Slim Jim.
Oh, yeah. Dig it. Yeah.
Okay. I've got to take a break. Normally, I know. We'll get to our last guy here. I hate to do this during the hiccup, but I tried to stay on time with these breaks now for our stations that end at 10 o'clock. I don't want to screw them over. So if you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening live or watching live.
Did he record it like that? I just see him being in a studio.
Oh, my God. At roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app or with the Rover... Randy, what do you think of the Rover Radio Apple TV app?
Oh, yeah. Dig it. Yeah.
All right. For everyone else, we will be right back after this with the guy number three for the hookup. Then we'll let her decide what guy she's going to take out on the date. We'll be right back. Hang on.
First Morning Glory.
Eatin' Veggies brings the ladies and Alan Cox Show Corona Cruise tickets at 5:20. The show back live at 3 on MMS.
We're back with Rover's Morning Glory on Cleveland's Rock Station, 100.7 WMMS.
Life is full of heartache, misery, failure. So is Rover's Morning Glory.
This is bad in every sense.
Now back to the show.
Try not to kill yourself.
All right, the Thursday hookup. Juju is here. She is a... an interesting woman, I will tell you that. She's crazy by her own admission. Wild. She is 31 years old. She's 5'1". She describes herself as both of these, extra thick and a fatty. She's makes no bones about it.
No.
In fact, bones about it.
You can't even find bones in there, dear. I'm just busting your balls.
No, you're good.
She works in sales.
Sales ninja.
She has green eyes. Everyone likes your eyes, right? You have pretty eyes.
Yeah, how did you know that?
Well, because you have good eyes. You see these?
She has nice eyes.
And she wants to go out on a date with you. She talked to two guys already. If you are into wild, crazy,
kinky,
party, super kinky, big girls.
Super kinky.
This is
I'm
going
to ask you to spit in my mouth and stuff for fun. That's what we're going to do.
You like that kind of stuff.
Oh, my God, yeah.
She just wants to be treated like a filthy whore, is basically
right.
It.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm property.
You like you're owned.
Yeah, like leave your mark on me so people know who I belong to.
All right, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. There's a guy that's on the line that says that he knows her. I'm not going to him
the
hookup, but he knows her and says, you've got to just interview this girl outside of the Thursday hookup because
this
girl
might know me then,
is a lunatic
says that.
And is just insane.
I believe it. Just hearing pieces of this.
Oh, it says it's just story after story after story.
You haven't heard anything yet.
Let's go.
That's a tequila.
Up your back door?
Mm-hmm.
Shots of tequila rectally.
Yeah.
I want to hear that story, but let me go to Cody first, and then we can hear that.
Cody
is guy number three. Good morning, Cody.
Hi, Cody.
Hey, morning. How you guys doing?
Hey, tell us how old you are.
Hey, I'm 25.
All right, younger
You're
guy.
You're a young guy.
I know I'm a little younger than Drew, but I heard the wild, stuff she likes doing, and I think I'm the perfect guy to take her out on a good time.
Okay.
All right. What do you look like, Cody?
I'm five. I think I'm a pretty good looking guy. I'll say that.
Okay.
I'm 5'11". I weigh about 175, 180.
Okay.
Do you like guys that are that small?
It's not that small. I'm 5'1".
I meant weight-wise. If he's 175.
Oh, I don't usually go with big guys. Have you ever seen two fat people, bang? I get really good-looking guys, usually. Very, six-pack, gorgeous, guys.
Hmm.
She said she's got green eyes. That's kind of crazy because my eyes are...
Only 2% of people have green eyes. So there you go.
Yeah. Cody, what do you do for a living?
I'm actually a landscaping mower. I mow grass.
Okay.
All right. Juju, what do you want to know about Cody, number three?
Okay, Cody. What has been your longest single session of boning, meaning the actual act? I like foreplay.
Actually, it's... Oh, you like foreplay?
I do like foreplay, but this does not include foreplay.
All right. Did not include it. All right. It was telling the truth. It was about an hour and a half.
Okay.
Wow.
This was last year at Forward Nightclub down in Cleveland.
At the actual
in
club?
The flats. No. It was in the 9 where the girl lived.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This was my first club hookup, and never anything like that's happened, really. I just moved to Cleveland.
Good for you, Cody.
I'm at the club, meet this Filipino girl, kind of wild.
Oh, nice.
Go back.
Okay. She could have been
okay. Hey, that's funny. This I can't lie. This girl was gorgeous.
I'm about to turn the lights on, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I was rolling on Molly.
Oh my God, I love you already. We're gonna have
so
much
fun. Stop the hookup right now.
We're gonna have so much fun, Cody. I can't wait.
Well, this is the thing. My birthday's Friday, and I'm going to be downtown. I want you to come out. I'm turning 25.
Oh my God, wow. You're so young. I feel like a
and
but would you?
Oh, it ain't about the youngness.
All right.
Okay.
All right. What about you, Juju? What's the longest you've gone at it, actual act?
Hours.
Hours?
Yeah, hours.
Someone has to be, what are they, on coke in order to keep it up like that?
We're probably usually on drugs if we're going to be honest, but honestly, you just have to train yourself. It's all about that pullout game.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love her. Longest you've ever gone, Dita.
It's not that long.
She keeps dropping her headphones. I'll turn your mic off. There you go. There you can adjust.
I don't know what to tell you.
The longest you think you've gone?
Okay. Maybe, I'd say 40, 45 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, I've never done coke, so maybe I need to get over
you
the hour.
You have never done coke?
Never done it.
What
I've never done anything hard.
I've never done coke either. Yeah.
Get out!
Oh, my God. Here, listen to that story.
Tomorrow, coke, let's have a Friday morning coke party.
Yeah.
Let's
do it. Coke just makes you want to do more coke, okay? It makes you numb. It's 2017, like Molly is where it's at. Like, if you want to feel like you're having an orgasm all over, do the Molly and it'll last forever. And it'll be like the best feeling you've ever had in your entire life. But
I just do both at the same time. Coke and Molly.
You might have a guy.
Coke in my right nostril, Molly in my left. How about that?
We would mix coke and ecstasy, called sex. That was our big drug.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Coke and acid is...
How does that work, dumb, when you're asking a guy, give me some sex?
Yeah, what?
And really, not looking back, we would be like, hey, we're going to be sexing tonight. And really.
It's me and Bill sexing tonight.
Okay.
You've got to love Coke and Molly.
Cody, we're going to have so much fun together. Right. Sorry,
quickly,
other guys.
Let's just blow through these other two questions here.
Okay, Cody, Charlie was attacked by another woman in Binghamton. Has the girl ever assaulted you?
Yeah, I mean, there was one time. I mean, it was a little bit my fault, but I mean...
I might assault you, but it'll be like from a place of love.
Snitz, I'm just looking at RMGTV for the first time. Is Thick misspelled on purpose?
That's Charlie, man.
That's what I told. That's the new way to spell it.
Oh, that's the new way to spell it.
That's cool, a nice way. It's like
T-H-I-C-C.
That's a nice way. Like that's a thick bitch.
I argued. Yeah. But he
and I said,
argument.
No. That's the way it works.
Like fat, P-H, yeah. Fat, thick.
You're saying it in a nice way.
Oh,
so
that's. Oh, I didn't know. So that's, I didn't know that was a thing.
That's like you can say the N-A word, but not the N-E-R word.
It's exactly the same.
Right. Okay. So thick with two C's is okay. I see. All right.
I would just rather say fat.
That won't offend a fat person.
Okay. No.
Okay.
Who cares if we offend a fat person? If you're offended by the word fat and you're fat, like, go talk to somebody. You have issues.
All right. How about this? Are you just going to pick Cody, your guy number three? You like that guy the best?
I do.
All right. Hold on, Cody. There you go. That's it. End of the Thursday.
That's it?
Never done that before. Why waste more time? I mean, she's going to pick that guy.
Right.
That's just a waste.
What's the last question for him was, what's your worst memory in the bedroom? What's your worst memory in the bedroom, Juju?
I wrote it on that thing.
On your sheet? Let me read it here. Why don't you just...
You have to read the most embarrassing one, too, because that's seriously a great story.
All right, here. Let me... here's our worst date. I'll just read you both. Our worst date experience. A guy took me to a hardware store, bought zip ties, duct tape, and rope, and a saw... Sawzall?
You know, like the thing where you, like, it goes in and out, and he was going to put, like, a
dildo on it.
Yeah.
It looks like an AK. Like, it's shaped like it's a big gun. It's a big trigger.
And then he
thing.
Bent me over his car in the parking lot and hit me
closed.
With his belt.
Yeah.
Did he use a sawzall?
He knew I was into, like, BDSM and stuff like that. So he was, like, trying to show me how dominant he was. But, like, he was... It's really hard for me to find people that are, like, as dominant as me or more dominant. And he clearly was not. So he was trying to, like, show me...
He's overcompensating.
Yeah,
like,
and I was, like, laughing.
Yeah.
It was really funny. And I never talked to him again.
Did he use the sawzall? We'll
leave him there. He found the... There's, like, a special attachment on Amazon if you buy it to put the dildo on... Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
On the end of the sawzall, he put it all together and, like, constructed it, and I still just never talked to him.
Seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of one I sent to Snitzer.
Let me see this.
That's fun.
It's almost like an electric knife.
It goes in and out, basically.
Yeah. Really fast.
Okay. Her most embarrassing sex story is her ex... Boy, how do I
I don't know how you say that.
Come on, you're the master of code. How would you put this?
Her ex made a deposit in the... let the masters do this here.
Okay.
Her ex made a deposit in the upstairs slot.
Got it.
Theater. But the deposit, you know, sometimes you go and you deposit a little bit.
Too much.
You know, so this was a big deposit. He was very wealthy. Okay.
Got it.
So he made a huge deposit at the bank in the upstairs deposit slot, which the bank then was unable to accept all of that. And the bank, like, just started, you know, bank deposit procedure, started choking on.
Almost died.
And then
that was going to be my obituary.
And then the deposit exited through the
I started laughing.
The nose?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
The receipt slot.
Yeah, she had a receipt. Yeah. She gave it the receipt slot. That's right. Yes.
That happened.
That would that was a near-death experience.
Sorry, Mom.
That was a near-death experience.
I literally almost did die, and after I was done laughing and I, like, cleaned up, I was, like, thinking, like, oh, my God, what if she had to write... My family would have been so disappointed if that was the obituary that I choked and died because I couldn't breathe because you had...
Speaking of family being disappointed, are they disappointed in you now, or...
You know what? I didn't tell anyone. Like, I was... Because I knew I was going to say what I wanted to say on here, so I didn't tell any of them. I think, like... Because my mom's, like, technology, like, retarded. Like, mm-hmm. I think I'll text her after I leave here and be like, I was just on the radio, you know, or whatever. But she won't be able to figure out finding it. And
no one ever gets this show after the fact.
Most
right,
of them
dude?
Still won't
right.
talk to me, you know, since I left, like, last, when I left
you
my
left
husband.
Your husband.
Only two people in my family still talk to me, so.
Well, she does have some crazy stories. What was the one I wanted to? Tequila shot. A rectal tequila shot. How does that work?
Okay, so hi Pushka. That's the person I was with when I did it. So we had made these tacos. I'm a really good cook. I like to think of myself as like the perfect like mix of like Betty Page and Betty Crocker. Mm-hmm. Like I'm super domestic, but I'm also like a filthy, disgusting slut.
Mm-hmm.
And is that okay to say? We had made tacos. It was, like, right after Cinco de Mayo. And, you know, he was like, I'm coming over. You know, we'll make tacos. I got this tequila or whatever. And I had a bunch of Molly. So we made the tacos and started at, like, 5 o'clock in the afternoon or mm-hmm. whatever. And we started blowing eins of Molly in my lungs.
Okay.
At, you know, later on in the evening, once the sun started going down. And now, you know, I'm, like, into BDSM and stuff like that. So spanking is, like, a everyday occurrence in my life.
Okay.
And, you know, it was, like, 4 or 5 in the morning. And we had joked about this earlier, you know. But I, like, we didn't have a serious conversation about it. But he had this planned for, like, hours, clearly, you know, like, whatever. And he had said, you know, it was, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. He was, like, come over here, like... bend over my knee, and I thought, I was like, oh, I'm a bad girl. I'm going to get a spank.
That part. So he bent you over his knee, and he had an enema, and this enema was not filled with...
tequila silver.
It was filled with tequila.
Cuervo silver.
Yes. Well, there's a ringing endorsement for Jose Cuervo. They really should advertise on this show much more often. Right?
Tastes great both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, after this, like, I was worried about it, you know, like... Like, because they say you could die from stuff like that. So
too
I was
much.
Like, yeah, right. Because it goes like straight into your bloodstream.
Tequila and in the enema bottle,
I was blowing lines of Molly all night long.
And does this instantly?
Oh my God, yes! Like I after I did it, I was like, I don't know if I'm ever gonna take shots again with my mouth
with anything.
Yeah, except for my.
Oh, you liked it? You liked it. Because why?
Yes.
It gets you instantly...
Instantly. And it was, like, straight to the point. Like, I'm an instant, like, gratification kind of girl.
Uh-huh.
And So he was like, you know, come bend over my knee. And I was like, okay, I'm just thinking I'm a bad girl. Like, let's do that. I'm about to
And then
light.
Immediately you're drunk.
Because he had it already ready, the enema. And he
So have you ever done it since then, rectal enema? I mean,
I did.
You have. She liked it so much.
She it liked was it so much. Easy, you know? Like,
have you ever done one
I
by
did
yourself?
I like 4 times that night. Yes.
You've done one by yourself? Mm-hmm. Now, that's taking it to an entirely new level. How does one do that? How do you?
First of all,
anal. Okay. It depends on the context.
I really dedicate myself to my sex life.
Like, okay. All right. So you like back,
all,
you
like
backdoor
vagina
action,
keeps
huh?
like, it takes upkeep. Ladies, if you want to act like it doesn't, you're liars. It takes upkeep. I only use baby wipes. I never use toilet paper. Like, I keep, especially
everything.
Because I'm a big girl, like, I keep my stuff on point, you know?
Okay.
And,
because sometimes when you see a large girl walking down the street,
you're like, oh, that.
Well, guy, the first thing that enters your mind is she's got a sweaty,
right.
Sweaty cry.
Right.
Right.
And, so you
can. Can I just throw a secret out there for all the big girls?
Okay. All right.
Big girls. Obviously, it's like 2017. You all shave. Maybe you get shave bumps and stuff like that. I saw this secret online, and if you put a little deodorant on your area after you shave,
mm-hmm.
it keeps the shave bumps away, and it also makes you smell like a flower, and boys love it.
So you put deodorant on your vagina?
Every time I shave, and I shave every day.
Uh-huh.
And it keeps it smooth like a baby's bottom.
Wow.
You just have to be careful it doesn't...
go in your...
Yeah, where it goes.
Yes.
Okay.
I put it on the outside, mm-hmm. and it smells like a flower at all times, and it also is like the softest thing you've ever touched before.
Now,
you're welcome.
So you okay? So you've done these rectal shots?
Yeah, he bended me over.
Yeah.
I thought I was gonna get a spanking, and he
right
enema.
But now you've done these by yourself as well, though.
Yeah.
Now, just you're home alone.
I was.
Okay, so
you're pre-drinking?
How do you do this?
I have like, okay, so I have two. Am I allowed to say anal?
It depends.
Okay, so when I am going to, if I know I'm going to do anal.
Well, all right, let's,
preparing for the evening.
I don't eat.
How about backdoor action?
Okay, that's backdoor. Probably, yeah. If I know I'm going to do backdoor, I do not eat for 24 hours straight.
Oh, wow.
And then that's before I do it, yeah, it take look.
How courteous.
Right, I know. But here's the thing. It's more for me for them because if you're nervous about it, it makes it harder. And
your back door
knows if you're uncomfortable. Uh-huh. Like, no matter how much you try and hide it from your back door knows.
It has a mind of its own almost.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it will just slam shut.
It makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it horrible. So I don't eat for 24 hours. Can you say enema?
Sure, I guess.
I do that.
Use an enema, yep.
Okay, until, like, it comes out clear. Like, there is nothing.
Okay. Like, does before an anal
shoot. A porn star does do it. I do that. I am dedicated to my sex life, okay?
All right, so,
isn't it hard to not to eat for 24 hours? I know, like, I'm starving.
Yeah, no, because I'd rather.
She has a lot of reserves, dear.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like I have self-control, but when I want something, I do it right. I don't have to ask anything.
She doesn't skimp on backdoor. So,
yeah.
So, okay, but that doesn't answer the question. How do you do shots?
I have two enemas. One is like a serious one that literally cleans your like entire body out.
Okay.
And then the other one is like a smaller one that maybe like gay men would use or something.
Charlie's nodding. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Charlie. Yeah. Yes. And then I use that, so make sure it's like perfect.
So you
on
use
point.
That for the.
And then I fill it with tequila and.
But you're by yourself.
But is that regular? Yeah. Do you do the tequila by yourself?
I have done. Look, I didn't. I did. I have done the tequila by myself. But there was one night I was having a rough night, and I can't believe I'm going to say this on the radio. But all I had was triple sec.
And you did a rectal shot of that.
I did. And it worked great.
No, that's great. Yeah.
It was like 30 seconds, and I was wasted.
Yeah. Wow.
You can die from this, disclaimer. Like, don't do this at home, maybe. Well,
We've done that on the show.
Yeah.
Okay,
sir.
Perfect. So,
we wouldn't recommend it though.
Yeah, we don't recommend it. I personally do because it was awesome. Yeah. But
you're listening to a radio show by a guy named Rover. Don't. That should tell you right then and there. Don't do anything that you hear on.
And the guy bragging about doing it is named Dom.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe not do that.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah, so I do that. I literally, the first time it happened, I did like four shots that night. I'd been drinking like since 5 o'clock that night. And then I was blowing lines of Molly all night long. And then around like 4 o'clock, like I said, he was like, oh, you're a bad girl. Come here. I thought he was going to spank me. He did that.
Now, does the Spector soak everything up?
Here's a trick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was laying on my I was bent over his knees at the time, and I laid there for like a good 10-20 minutes until I felt it. Yeah. And then once I felt it, I went and.
Right. The alcohol had been absorbed.
I already knew it was in there. Yeah. It's right. Instantaneous. Really. Like, it went right in there. So
how many times total do you think you've done these alcohol enemas?
Like different nights, or like that one night I did like four shots of Jose Cuervo Silver.
Yeah, how many different nights? Yeah, different
times. Just twice.
Well, once was by yourself.
Yeah, once by myself.
Oh, and the other time was with this guy.
Yeah.
This is something else.
And wait, after he did that to me, I was like, look, it's only fair if I do it to you.
So you did it to him?
Yeah, I did.
Wow. That's quite.
He was not as big as a
You know what
a
they
fan.
Say, a couple that takes rectal shots together.
Stays together.
Do you hear that?
I don't know if that's the finish of the phrase, but something. All right. Well, Juju, listen, good luck on your date with I don't even remember the guy's name. Guy number 3.
Cody.
Cody,
yeah. We're going to have so much fun together.
With him. And thank you to Dive Bar. They sponsor the hookup. They're over on West 6 in the Warehouse District. They have Jeffrey going to be there 2 weeks from tonight, I think. August 31st, 7 to 9 p.m. And their website is divebarcleveland.com. Also, thanks to Safe and Reliable Limos. They have 24-hour service, lots of different vehicles, 440-288-LIMO or safeandreliablelimos.com. Juju, good luck.
Hey. I did talk to Cody, the guy that she picked, and he's so excited.
Aww.
He's like, tell her, please, tell her how excited I am.
I can't wait to meet you.
That's what he said.
So, Juju is here. She's quite large. If you were to estimate her weight, just because I want to, what I'm going to say here.
I know how much it is.
But just estimate, Dieter. Be honest, Dieter.
Have you seen that girl on that, what's that show on Sundays with the real big girl?
600-pound life?
Jeez.
No, the one that's dancing and stuff on TLC. What is the name of that? No, it's on NBC.
It's like a family one. This Is Us, right? Yes, there's a girl on that show.
Oh my God, I'm not that big.
No, I didn't. I was going to say you're a little smaller than her.
Okay, I am way smaller than her. I'm like,
she's only 5'1.
Yeah, I'm little. I'm short. I'm sorry, I touch them all the time.
I would say, if you had to estimate her weight. Well, she's only 5'1. Theater doesn't want to go first.
I'm really bad with women's weight. I can usually nail
it. Is it in the twos?
I'm going to say
290.
240.
299.
Yeah, 299.
You're right.
240?
Yeah.
5'1", 240.
240 looks different on 5'1".
Yeah, 5'1", 240.
240, okay.
The conventional wisdom would be no one would call in for someone.
I was afraid no one was going to want to call in.
I have guys on the line right now that haven't even won, and they just say, we want her number so I can hook up and
give my number out. Sure. Do what you want to do.
Let's not do that on the air. But
because she's so much fun and the drugs and the sex. People love that.
I am the funnest girl you'll ever meet in your entire life, and I'm cute. Maybe, like I said, it's just me, but I think I look different than other
fat people.
And you do rectal enemas.
Yes.
That's not common.
Well, I do a lot of things that are not common.
I think all enemas are rectal.
Rectal shots. Rectal alcohol enemas.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Let me take a break. Good luck, Juju. Ladies, if you want to get on the Thursday hookup, go to roverradio.com. I don't know if you can top that.
You can't.
It's under the show tab, and fill out a form. We'll let you come in, talk to some guys, pick one, take out on a date. We'll pay for the whole thing. We'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Tribe and Twins making up last night's game tonight at 6:37 on 100.7 WMMS.
radio station.
Kick to the nuts.
I squeezed that turtle head.
You're a drug courier.
Yep. All perfectly normal. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
It's like a hurricane rolling in, man. My Lord, that girl. Wow.
Awesome. She just walked out without her shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot my shoes.
She even said, she's like, I didn't even get to the good stuff. She's like, I have so many left. More. She said, can I come back? I said, you can come back and we'll do something with her.
All right. We're going to tell you what's coming up. And we were so far behind today. We'll tell you what's coming up in the aftermath on RMG Plus in just a moment. I did want to quit. A lot of people have emailed this to me. Let me see if I can pull this up. Give me one second. Sorry, I was caught off guard there. Lots going on. While I do that, why don't you tell people, what is it? CedarPoint.com/RMG. CedarPoint.com/RMG. Get discounts on your tickets to Cedar Point, whether that's a family four-pack, so four or more, it gets you $100 off, all right? They have pay the child's price on everything, child's admission price on all tickets if you go there, cedarpoint.com/RMG. And they have two-day passes available for both Cedar Point and Cedar Point Shores.
Yes.
Those are normally, I believe, $99, but they're, now they're $75.
And I highly...
You see how I did that all from memory?
That's great.
So, Douchey, I just laugh at her stumbling through the news. I don't have that in front of me, and...
Off the cuff.
Because you're a pro. Right. You're definitely a pro. But no, this Cedar Point Shores, first time I've been there. It's the new water park at Cedar Point. Highly recommend it. And we still have a lot of nice weather left. So definitely, why spend all the money if you don't need to? Just check it out. I did tweet it out at RMG Doogie. I'm going to put it on Instagram as well, the link to where you can go and get all this. So I'll get that information out. Tomorrow's the last day, so
Tomorrow's
hurry.
The last day, so go do it right now. CedarPoint.com/RMG for a discount. We'll tell you what's coming up in the aftermath. A lot of people have sent this to me. I haven't watched this video. Is there anything good in this video, Charlie, or should I just mention the story?
He says everything in the video that he says in the story.
All right, so this is...
Wait, real quick, with Cedar Point, caller 30, did you say we have a pair of tickets for you right now?
No, okay, go ahead. Caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. I'll give you a pair of tickets. There you go. The old afternoon guy at this radio station, Maxwell, was profiled in the newspaper in the Plain Dealer today.
Why?
For being a drug addict. Well, a recovering drug addict. And I haven't watched his video, but here is a little bit of the video that the Plain Dealer put together.
I've been battling addiction my whole life. I mean, my first treatment.
Paulie Bornstein. Paulie, where'd that come from?
What's his real name?
No, it's not.
You've said before that's his real name.
Ben.
Isn't it?
It's
Benjamin.
Yeah, that's what I was thought.
Okay, but the last name's the same.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But Paulie, that's new. I don't know where that came from. P-A-W-L-E-Y. Not like Paulie, like Paulie Shore, but...
Dude, she's crying laughing right now.
What are you laughing at?
How many names?
The rebranding?
He's a new man.
Is that his middle name, maybe?
Battling addiction my whole life. I mean, my first treatment was 12. My second treatment was at the age of 16. I managed to put together a little bit of time there, clean and sober for a little bit there. And then, quite frankly, I turned 21 and it was off to the races. So from, I would say, the beginning of 2003 through mid to late 2009, I hosted a radio show on WMS.
By the way, whoever's videotaping this, get a better unidirectional mic, not an omnidirectional mic, which is going to pick up everything around you. You want it, something that's only going to pick up what it's pointed at?
And they shouldn't be in a coffee shop.
I know, espresso being made. I want coffee now.
Yeah, I hear the steamer.
WMS. the Maxwell Show is what it was called, and used for a fair amount of that time. So I was an active addiction from 2003 to when I got clean, which is June 19th, 2007.
It became clear that I needed to go to treatment because I couldn't stop. I remember my wife had put the screws to me, outside force, and she had said, enough's enough. So, and she was going to leave, and she was pregnant. So I wasn't about ready to let that happen.
He's, I guess, a drug counselor now, and I don't know how you could do that. Like, I just wouldn't. It's just talking about the same stuff day in and day out. Like, oh, I'm an addict, and you're seeing the same stories over and over and over again. I mean, it's a meaningful thing. I get it. I understand. I'm not knocking the guy in the least. I'm saying I wouldn't be able to do that because I would just look at these people coming in and day out. They all have the same story, you know. They're all addicts, and they all have the same story, and you hear the same crap over and over and over and over and over again. Very little success. I would just get too frustrated.
He can relate. He's been through it.
I know, but I wouldn't also want to rehash my demons over and over and over every day.
Help.
Like sitting in a group, like they put their chairs in a circle, and
I think it actually.
Hi, I'm Paulie.
I think it helps.
Hey,
to keep
Paulie.
On top of mind and stuff.
To see, you don't
constantly
want to do
reminding
that.
Yourself, and you get to see the. The people that are going through it right now, and it's bad, and you get to look, I could turn into that any second.
And I also think that, and I applaud him, because if there's one person, if you can help that one person, and seeing, and I'm sure he does see repetitiveness, day in, day out. But that one person that you can change their life and make it better, because somebody helped him, so he wants to help others, and even if it's just one person, then it's worth it. You know, I applaud it.
I don't know if there's any more of this. Oh, yeah, they get back to them. Hang on.
When I see someone struggling, when I see somebody who is new in recovery, I know exactly how they feel, and I know that it is possible to recover. And I think that someone who has been in someone's shoes to be able to say, I've been exactly where you are, that's valid. It's valid for us. It's different. It's different when someone says to me, who has this illness, I know exactly what you feel like, and I'm telling you.
Do you think that part of this, like when they say, who has this illness, is it really an illness? Like an illness is something like, oh my God, I got cancer. What could I do? It just happened. Is addiction really an illness?
They call it a disease.
Yeah. See, I don't buy that.
Oh, I do.
I don't buy it. Well, it's a disease. It's 100% preventable. You just don't do it.
It's kind of preventable. Like, you just do it once. Like, I think I could do things once and just not do them again. Other people have some sort of gene in them where they do something.
I know, but you prevent that disease.
Oh, but it's fun to try things
disease,
out.
By not doing.
But it's fun to try things out.
Yeah, for as long as I remember, I always wanted to do drugs or drink. From, like, the second I learned what they were as a little boy, I wanted to do them.
I
wanted to alter my mind and experience what all these, because I was smart. I don't know if I was smart, but as a little kid, I'd think, wow, look at all these people ruining their lives for this. It must be something fun about it.
It must be great if so many people are willing to ruin their lives for it.
I don't know. It's maybe a weird warped thinking, but I always like, even just like listening to the Beatles about expanding your mind and stuff like that. I always, for as long as I can remember, always wanted to get wasted. Always. So I don't know if it was just. And it's not like anybody taught me that. I mean, I did. My parents drank, but not that much. None of my parents did drugs.
I mean, I don't know. To me, I'm not a drug counselor, so what do I know about this? I don't do drugs, so what do I know about this? But when you refer to it as an illness or a disease, that gives people the impression like, oh, it's out of my control. What can I do? No, you're the one in control. This is in your hands. There's no one to blame but you. If some 12-year-old gets bone cancer, it's not the 12-year-old's fault. That's a disease that they got.
Sure, you're right.
I'm telling you, if you do blank, 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 and blank daily, you can recover. And so I get to be that beacon of hope, which pumps me up. I mean, I love what I do.
All right. Well, that's good.
So, a little history.
I wonder how he is, because he was such an a-hole. I wonder if he's not an a-hole anymore now that he's sober.
We can reach out
or
to him.
Or is he just an a-hole?
Wasn't he sober? He said he was sober working
here. No, he's sober.
Here.
Well, we all knew he wasn't. 2003
to 2007. I thought you said he was sober.
I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. But
I'll invite him to come on.
No, so, thanks. No, that's all right.
We have enough audio of him. If you want to hear his voice, hit it.
Benjamin Bornstein is his name.
Yeah.
Pauly, I believe, is his middle name.
Okay.
Charlie wondered, what did he go by? Because he goes by a bunch of different names.
In Chicago, he had a different
name.
It was either Scab or Sludge.
Slater.
Slater. Oh, Slater. Where'd that come from? AC. Like A.C. Slater?
Really? I thought it was Sludge.
Charlie wrote Sludge? Was that his name?
No.
Sludge sounds cool. I don't believe this. Maxwell? Yes, I'm looking right now.
And
wait, he went by a different name? He went by Slater?
In Chicago,
like,
yeah.
Like, if I ever got a different radio job, I would just, if anything, I would go by Shane French. I wouldn't go, well, I'm not Rover anymore. I'm now...
You wouldn't go to Pauly?
You wouldn't go to Rex?
No, T-Rex. No, I wouldn't.
And I can't confirm that Pauly is his middle name, but that was one of the names that he has used in his past. But
well, good for him. Well, it seems like he has his stuff together, I guess, right?
It was Slater.
Slater was what he went by?
Yeah. Hey, said Christian Slater was a big influence.
It sounds like he found what he wanted to. I mean, this seems like it's a perfect job for him. I mean, it seems like he really enjoys that. So there's a little update only for the people here in town. Everyone else is like, who's this guy? Yeah. But he was the guy that we just destroyed. I mean, my Lord, if he wasn't on drugs when we were messing with him, if he stayed sober during that period, I mean, because he had every reason to start doing drugs when we were messing with him.
Oh, God.
But he... See, if he was sober during that period of time, then I guess he's just an a-hole then.
Hmm.
But anyhow, he was the guy that we had, like, the, we just told the story on the air for the first time, didn't we? Or was that during the aftermath? I thought we told the football thing? Yeah, then we called Bernie Kosar. He was supposed to do an interview with Bernie Kosar, and we called as Maxwell and did the interview, and Bernie Kosar just never...
Got very offended.
Well, I would too. After
Well, especially after he asked him what it felt like to play in the Super Bowl, and he's like, what do you mean? I never played in the Super Bowl, and just... It was just one. Didn't we just tell that story on the air?
No, we did it on the air. I know.
This is the first time I've heard it on the air that I remember.
No, we told it.
Oh, okay.
We played audio of it. Yeah.
Didn't we just maybe mention it was on the aftermath?
Maybe we didn't play it on.
Was it called? I don't know that it was ever admitted.
We have a recap of it, so
yeah, it was mentioned. I have.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean, that was just like one of 100 things. Because the guy, I wouldn't normally dick with people, but man, was this guy. He was just, I'm going to stomp on Rover's head. I'm going to take a baseball bat and crush his skull. This is what he would say on the air.
Oh, I love that line. I want to bash his face in.
Just see his brains. Do you have that?
This makes me laugh every time.
I have a bunch. So I've
what, do the
And these are the sober days.
Right. I just want to smash his face.
Here we go. All right.
I would love to pummel his face.
What's about you, Rover?
Look, I am the biggest puss walking, but I could pummel that guy's face. I'm going to crack his skull in with a baseball bat. Take a tire iron out of my car and just crack him right in the skull and watch his skull split open, his brains go...
Man, you're very violent for a
He was losing it at this point, right?
You could hear the anger.
Oh, we had driven this guy absolutely berserk.
That was November 2nd. When do you think he started? I think it was like October 1st or something.
Working at the other radio station? Because he went up and he did mornings against us. He got just,
I could pummel his chest.
Destroyed. Oh, actually, it says right here, on his second day.
Already? 2 days in? He's getting that angry?
Well, I think his first phone call was an interesting phone call.
His first phone call?
I think it was interesting.
Only you could drive somebody that mad, Rover. I don't know how you get.
I have the ability of just really pissing people off.
Yeah.
I mean, the second day.
And you know what else? I have the other ability to just to let things roll off my back. Like, I can take things. Like, I expect if I dish it out, I'm going to get it in return. And so I have zero. I'll give you an example. So yesterday, you got to see some of this stuff. So yesterday, it turns out that Nads was involved in a car crash and he hit someone on a motorcycle. This was 2 weeks ago. And we didn't hear anything about it. And someone early yesterday afternoon, it was not public, emailed me about this. Later, I got a phone call from Nads at 6:30 and I didn't pick it up. And he left me a voicemail message wanting to talk, but he didn't say that anything about this motorcycle crash. And I thought, you know, that's funny. He's calling at 6:30. I wonder if this is out on the internet. And so I went on the Reddit page of Rover's Morning Glory.
Why would you? I hate that. It's the worst. People are such.
I haven't gone to the Reddit page in probably, I don't know, 6 months or so, roughly. Wow. I don't know. I can't even remember the last time. So I wanted to see, and sure enough, it was posted there. I go, aha, that's why he knows that this is now public information.
He lives by that Reddit page,
and
which is so obnoxious.
I read some of the stuff. It's so, man, I didn't realize this, but you think that some of these conspiracy theories, like the guy on the phone yesterday, George Soros was paying the guy to run over that woman in Charlottesville, and it was actually a left-wing radical, not a white supremacist. He just wanted to give, it was a false flag operation to make the white supremacists look bad. Like, you think that that's crazy talk, but are there a lot of people that believe it? The conspiracy theories that are thrown around are just unbelievable. It's so, so regarding Nads, it was that Ballrag didn't really give him the day off. It was all cover because he had to go to court yesterday or the day before, whatever it was yesterday, I think. It was all cover giving him time off because he had to go to court and we were all in on it. And
that's what they're saying?
Yeah. One time Dieter and Charlie got in a fight, I read, and I don't even recall. There was one time Dieter and Charlie got in a fight a few years ago, and it was one of, if not the biggest arguments I've had with Sass Keith in my entire life. I remember walking outside of my house, just yelling and screaming. It was an hour-long phone conversation. And I think that, I don't know if they made Dieter, if they sent him to sensitivity training or they made him stay home for a week, or I don't remember exactly what it was. I don't recall. But the conspiracy theory on this one, Dieter, was that you had a funeral to go to, so you faked a fight with Charlie so that you could have the day off. Now,
oh my God.
Why, just, this begs the question. I mean, I get it.
Why not just say, I'm going to a funeral?
Why not just, right, why not say that? And or take the day off and say nothing? You know, I was sick. Why?
I had to fight him.
But, okay, whatever. So some of these conspiracy theories that fly around, it's fascinating. I mean, we've known the conspiracy theory of me being Gia's father for a long time. I always get a kick out of that.
Is it a theory or is it truth?
Well,
dun, dun, dun.
That's right. It's not a theory if it's true, right? All right. Anyhow, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
The aftermath is going to start shortly. I don't know if it's going to start right away. We had to start late one day this week already.
And yesterday.
I don't know if they have to start late today. There's a staff meeting or something that is going on. I don't know if you're, I don't know. I'll figure that out here in just a moment. But you'll get to that on RMG Plus at some point here. What do you guys have coming up quickly?
We're going to talk about Nads' car accident and the cover-up. We'll recap the hookup, and we'll talk about Rover stealing Doogie's cruise settlement money.
If you're not a subscriber, sign up at roverradio.com, roverradio.com. I've got to take a break. Or not a break. We've got to go, rather. And we'll be back live tomorrow morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
It says
Rover's Morning Glory.
Eatin' Veggies brings the ladies and Ellen Cox Show Corona Cruise tickets at 520. The show back live at 3 on MMS.